for another Spanish-mabulous episode of...
The Don and Mike Show.
And today we shall witness an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs with security, show business?
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show to do.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For the contest rules, send a self-addressed dense envelope to the Mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret sound. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln. The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
From the XFL, Mr. Vince McMahon.
I don't think this is hype, but it's just I have some thoughts on the XFL, if you don't mind me brainstorming here. You know, have you thought about perhaps, and this is just a, you know, I'm just throwing this out, and you're the man, and you know, you can tell me if you like the idea or not, but have you thought about maybe letting the players carry weapons?
No, actually, I haven't.
The Don and Mike Show.
For all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer. Okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway. So judge sanely. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime. Toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
The son of a beach.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Or you don't know because of a book.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, it's a miracle. I'm no longer paralyzed.
He walks.
I walk.
He's walking.
And I have to thank... not a doctor.
Doctor.
Not a medical procedure.
Right.
But I prayed, just for you, John, to the Son of Christ.
Simply a carpenter.
Oh, and I screamed his name yesterday when they were...
No! Bill H. Hochberg!
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak!
Today he wants to be called Bill O'Hawksburg.
Bill O'Hawksburg.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Uretha Franklin and all the ships at sea. Hey, Bill, Shamrock your world and have you doubling over with laughter.
Ah.
It's Don O'Geronimo and Michael Mick O'Mara.
All right,
and thank you, Ron.
Hello, and listen, thank you for listening, everybody. A new episode on Friday,
March 16th. Now, really, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. You know that we will be... celebrating it momentarily with a free outdoor concert featuring the Irish Rovers, directed by Master Mike O'Mara.
Yeah,
I believe that three of four, your three tenors today.
Yeah, the three tenors, very good. The Irish tenors
will be Dennis, Tom, and Homo Joe.
I think it's going to sound fantastic because I know Homo Joe can't sing.
Cheryl the Big Dyke was unavailable to make it, and Mr. 40 doesn't have a car right now. And for an aspiring rap star,
right?
I'm surprised that he doesn't have a nice hoopty.
Yeah, I would think he'd have some hot wheels.
Well, the last I heard, he was going to try to go to U-Haul and rent a vehicle. Now, if it was me, I'd think Avis, Budget.
Yeah, U-Haul, was he going to rent a truck?
I don't know.
Weird.
So who knows if Mr. 40 is going to make it on time or not, but either way.
Well, you made it. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and barely.
Today, they're going to be singing When Irish Eyes Are Smiling.
Mm-hmm.
The unicorn.
The unicorn.
That, true la la.
Tura lura lura, Don.
Right, that one.
Right.
Tura lura lura. Also, Danny's boy.
No, Danny boy.
Oh, Danny boy.
Oh, Danny boy. The pipes are calling.
You know, something tells me we're not going to be able to stand to hear them sing all these songs.
I think they're going to do a fantastic job once I whip them into shape.
We've got that one, oh, I would walk 500 miles.
Yeah, they're Scottish, though.
Well, close enough, Mike. We got Jump Around. And we also have Green River.
Green River.
And Green Eyed Lady by Sugarloaf.
Green Eyed Lady, lovely lady.
Who knows how far we're actually going to get in the show with this concert. It will be happening momentarily.
It's going to be so good, you're not going to want to stop.
The microphones will be set up outside on the grassy knoll outside the Donna Mike World Broadcast headquarters.
I'm looking forward to it.
I know you are.
You know I'm going outside, don't you?
I know you are.
You already know that. I'm rubbing my hands together.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, you know, conducting those wonderful voices of Tom Gavin. And I just don't know what Tom Gavin is going to do with his lyric sheet. I'm really not sure.
We're printing the lyric sheets up for them right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the concert's in the next break. The engineers are...
Are they all dressed appropriately?
Oh, who knows if, you know, if they're dressed, if they were really dressed appropriately, they would be dressed like the Lucky Charms leprechaun.
If they were really dressed appropriately, they'd like be wearing white hospital gowns.
But, you know, I could have gotten them a couple yesterday. I could have swiped them a couple yesterday.
Well, I will tell you that when I came into the office today, because I came in a little early today, you know, for knowing Don was sick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Came in later than you normally.
I know.
You know, normally Mike arrives late. That's right. The deal that we have that always works. I get here early and it set up all the crap and Mike comes in. But normally we have a half hour, 40 minutes where we can chat.
I don't know what happened to me today, man.
Today I'm sitting there, you know, with my insides exploded. I'm looking at the watch and I'm going, well, 2:15. All right, 2:30.
Sure.
All right, 2:40. Okay, 2:45.
Oh, yeah. No. I came in about 2:47.
Yeah.
And I was downloading these three songs. That's important. That's why I was late. I swear to God, that's the reason.
Well, I just remembered.
I got out of the shower and I remembered I hadn't done this. And then, of course, it turned out Homo Joe, you know, being the organized gay man that he is.
I told you, homos are organized.
Yeah.
God damn it, give them this. They like it in the butt.
Right.
They like to feast on the yeast.
Sure.
But homos are organized. You make friends with a homo, it's like making friends with a walking, talking Palm Pilot.
Absolutely. He is so organized. He's got all the songs we need.
Robbie, how many songs did Homo Joe give you the lyrics to?
He didn't give me any, but I know he gave Charlie a lot.
Yeah, like 20 different Irish folk tunes.
But for my money, Don, there are only really three songs that we need to worry about here. Three songs that I like. Rob's got some great ones on there, I mean, that I think. But my favorites are Wild Rover, you know, which is the No Nay Never song where everybody claps together. Then you've got The Wearing of the Green.
I don't know any of these songs.
You'll know them if you hear them. Both these are, and then, of course, the one that you hate more than anyone in the world. The single Irish song you hate the most, Danny Boy, which, you know, I wasn't going to download until I saw the lyrics and the tear rolled down my right cheek. And
I like Danny Boy, but I only like the version of Danny Boy by Elvis.
Well, it's a great version that Elvis does. I mean, it makes me quiver. Oh, that's the
McNamara's band, right?
Right.
Hold on, here we go. Here's
Danny Boy.
Yeah, now that makes me laugh. Elvis always makes me laugh.
The pipes are calling.
Well, you'll be out there conducting the three tenors.
I know.
Compose yourself.
I'm sorry.
I'm okay. It's only the day before St. Patrick's Day.
I told Lisa that when she was taking the lyrics from me, I said, make sure that you hand me back the lyrics to Danny Boy, because I'm gonna memorize it. Because I'm going to a St. Patrick's Day party tomorrow night.
Shocker. That's a shocker.
And if I memorize it, you know I'll be doing it
yeah.
later on.
In the evening.
At quiet time.
I'd be willing to lay a wager that you'll be singing it whether you memorize the lyrics or not.
Yeah, you just do kind of an improv scat version up there.
Yeah.
Danny Boy. Oh, Danny Boy.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I did bring a prop with me today.
Oh.
This, in fact, Right here. This is the strainer.
What's in there now?
That
there's
is
something.
Oh, what dear. Is in the bottom of the strainer? There's something gross in there.
That is a blood stain.
Oh. Is it really?
Oh. It is a blood stain.
Oh, dear.
Well, did you rinse it?
Yes. It won't come out.
It doesn't.
It looks
out of metal. Oh, my God.
It won't come out.
Wow.
It's a fresh blood stain just from a few moments ago.
That is nasty.
This is now, if you don't think what I went through yesterday was humiliating and dehumanizing.
And you're tweaking it up. I mean, people should know. I want to tell everybody in our listening audience, I'm going to give Don a round of applause.
Oh,
even coming in today.
Knock it off.
No, I know how much pain you're in.
Listen, as much pain as I'm in, it is humiliating to go to the bathroom. I cannot just unzip my pants and take a leak. I got to pull my pants down because I've got to put this strainer in front of my wet thing.
Now, do you do the Andy Rice? Do you sit?
Oh, no.
You go into the regular toilet?
No, you got to stand because how else are you going to catch it when it comes out?
Well, you could actually sit and then put it right underneath and just, as long as you aim your thing in there.
It's easier to stand.
Yeah, I would think so, probably.
Easier to stand.
It's probably better for you to get rid of that thing if you really do start to pass it. If you're standing up, it'd probably be a little shorter order that happens.
Yes, the wonderful kidney stone. Now, listen, yesterday, I won't bore you with this, but you have to know how freaking invasive this entire process is.
Well, you've been through an awful lot already, and I know you didn't want any more.
No. Yesterday, I get to the doctor's office, and because I got one kidney,
right.
I went through all the crap before, they didn't know immediately that it was a kidney stone. They didn't know
right.
what it was. So they shoot this, dye into you. That's no big deal. And they put you in this thing that resembles like a CAT scan tube
mm-hmm.
so that they could actually look inside you.
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, we don't see anything. Everything looks good.
Good.
Things look good in there. And I said again, but man, God, it hurts when I pee. It really hurts. So the doctors get together. They have the little doctor huddle. They come back and they say, well, the only thing we can think is maybe kidney stones. Now, I don't know a kidney stone from a Blarney stone.
I don't either, but all I have ever heard about kidney stones is that it is one of the most painful things a person can go through.
So he says, here's what we have to do. We have to find out if you have kidney stones in there. I say, okay, great. What do we have to do? Well, first thing, pull down your pants. So now I'm sitting on the metal table with the...
Right there, you got me. God.
I'm sitting on the metal table with the... and it's got the paper on it, and I'm just sitting there. I still got my T-shirt on, but I've got my pants off and my underpants off.
Right.
The first doctor comes in and says, okay, this is a three-part test that we have to give you.
God, I'm in pain already.
The first part of the test is that we're going to give you an epidural,
mm-hmm.
which is going to numb the bottom part of your body. Normally when you get an epidural... and pregnant women would know this. You get this back by your coccyx. You get it in the back.
It's in the lower part of the vertebrae where they put it in between. They put it right into, I think it's supposed to go into the spinal cord.
Well,
right.
I received mine right in my crotch.
God.
I mean, not on the twig or the berries, but just a scant 2 inches away.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so they do that, and... You know me, low tolerance for pain anyway. I'm screaming, I'm dropping the F-bomb.
Really? Were you letting go of the
F-bomb? Yeah, I was. It was awful. Then they come over with the two needles. They say, one needle is a shot of cortisone.
Right.
The other needle is Novocaine. I say, well, why do we need that? They didn't tell me this. They said, to do the procedure. Now, at this point, they have me lay on my back. They got two big male nurses who hold my shoulders down. And I'm looking up like this. I'm lined up. I'm looking up to see what they're doing.
Sure.
And I realize that they are actually shooting the needle into the shaft of my wet thing.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Now, had you already been given the first needle for the epidural before they did that?
Yes, I did, and they said that would pretty much numb me up, but it didn't.
You still felt the pain of the shot.
And I don't know how much of that was psychological and how much of that was real, but that was nothing. That was nothing compared to the next thing, because then they said, we're going to let you sit for about 15 minutes.
So they give you both the cortisone and the Novocaine in your wet thing?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
After getting the epidural shot. So I'm sitting there for about 15 minutes, and my legs are starting to get tingly.
Right.
And I'm starting to feel the effects of, you know, not feeling anything below the waist.
Right.
They come in, they say, can you feel the drugs taking effect, the Novocaine? And I said, yes. And at this point, a doctor, and I mean, I know they're doctors, but this is just so gross. He actually puts his hands on my wiener, and he says, and he's moving it left and right. And he says,
hey,
can you feel that?
Oh, God.
And I said, no, can't feel it any. Can't feel a thing.
Wow. That is a wow buzz. We both can say wow at that thing.
And he said, okay, now we're going to do the procedure. And at this point,
oh, my God,
they bring in a tube. Now, it looked like a glass tube. I'm positive they wouldn't put a glass tube in there.
A glass tube and a hammer.
But
they come in with a glass tube and a hammer and a loan shark.
It was very similar to this. You see this Slurpee straw that I have?
That big?
That long. Not as wide.
Not as wide. Okay, thank God for that.
So it's a very long straw. And I realized what they were doing was opening up the one eye.
Oh, my God.
And inserting this thing inside me.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, why they're doing this, it's beyond me. I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on. And all of the doctors, now, I'm sitting on a table.
Yeah?
I'm lying down on a table. I've got this straw, or whatever this thing is, coming out, so I may just spit out your water. I got this straw coming out the end of my wet thing.
Excuse me.
This is true.
Yes. Oh, I just...
True.
I just spit Diet Coke now, all over my shirt.
Some of the doctors are coming by and looking at it like right. It's going to tell them something. You know, as far as I can tell, it's a tube.
Oh, my God.
And it appeared at one point, this is not what they were doing, but I thought that they were actually, like, squinting their eyes and trying to look inside this tube.
Right.
But as it turns out, what they did was they hooked that tube up to another machine, and all of a sudden, on a screen, you could see what was going on.
Well, how far in do they go with that thing?
Pretty far.
I mean, if it's kidney stones, they got to go up and...
Pretty far.
Like, take a peek in from your... to your kidney.
Okay, well, no. I'm telling you, take a look. The length of this straw is about, what was that, about 12 inches?
Right.
A little more than...
Yeah, about a foot.
That was about the size. And when I looked down at the end of my wet thing, there was only about that much that was showing, which...
See, what I think they do is I think that they use that as the conduit for their little fiber optic
or camera
to go in there. I think what they do is they use that. I don't know if I'm right about that.
Well, I don't know.
They use that, and then they actually go further in with a little, like, fiber optic.
Well, they had something because they turned on the little monitor that looked like Doppler radar.
Yeah.
And at this point, they're moving the stick around. You know, they're very gingerly, they're moving this thing around, and I'm not feeling it, but I'm seeing it, and I'm realizing what they're doing, and it's just...
Is anybody relaxing you, like saying, hey, it's going to be fine, or are they just dialing
No, they were nice. They were very nice, and I was very uptight.
Right.
Sure. And then they say, okay, now we're going to remove it. And, you know, they gently removed it, and they told me, congratulations. You have one, maybe two kidney stones.
Oh, my God.
That are probably mainly made up of calcium, but also scar tissue from this surgery that I had 4 months ago.
That's got to be good news, though, because, I mean, that's not as serious as, even though it's painful,
right?
Not as serious as it could have been.
Right, so I'm sitting there waiting for the miracle, you know, either the miracle drug or the miracle cure.
Or the miracle of birth.
And he says to me, well, here's where we stand. If they were so large that you could not evacuate them, we would electrosound them down and get them smaller.
That's what they do. It's like almost busting up a meteor.
Right. However, these apparently are just the right size.
Just big enough to be excruciatingly painful and just small enough that you'll be able to pass them.
Yes.
Lucky you.
Yes. And as I think I told you yesterday, they're pretty sure that some of the sides will be sharp.
Yeah.
and point.
But it won't, but not sharp that it would cut you, right?
No.
Body has ways of dealing with
it. Yes,
that.
Because it's mainly scar tissue and calcium deposits there. The one, two, or maybe more, I don't know how many there are in there, so probably no more the size of a back tooth. The biggest that they would be maybe a full-grown baby tooth.
Yeah.
That's how big they are.
I think it's huge if it's going down your penis.
Yeah, I know. And now they got to come out.
Don't they equate it with, like, getting something in your eye? It might be very tiny, but the level of pain it causes you is very significant. And then you multiply that by 150 million.
Yeah, and I was out of my mind yesterday to begin with. And, you know, they did nothing to reassure me. They just said, everything you felt today, it'll be times 1,000 when you finally pass the kidney stone. And everybody...
But then sweet relief. I've also heard that, too.
Yes.
Once you do that...
When it's over, it's over.
Gone no longer.
When it's over, it's over.
If you have just one.
It's a waiting game. So now, we're going to open up the show today with a pool. And everyone is eligible on the show to enter the pool. When will I pass the stone? It will be in the next 5 days.
Now, you said that you're experiencing pain now.
Yes.
Is that pain from all the stuff you had done yesterday?
I don't know.
Or could it be that maybe you're in the process?
No.
Is it so painful?
No, the doctor said when it happens,
you'll know.
You'll know it.
All right.
I mean, you'll know it like you'll jump up and down and want to jump out a window.
Right.
And I know this also because every person apparently in the world who's ever had a kidney stone has now called me over the last 24 hours.
Sure. Well, they called the show yesterday, too. We had a lot of people. Do you know we had guys call with 20 kidney stones?
Oh, Christ!
20 kidney stones.
Christ's sake. So, here's the deal. I'm going to put up $20.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, because I'm an optimist,
now, this is, the pool is based on the first kidney stone being passed, and when it's, what day it's going to happen, or what hour?
What day?
What day?
What day? Mm-hmm. I got $20 that says I pass it Sunday.
All right, I'm going to put 20 up that says Saturday will be the day.
I would gladly pay you that. Buzz, would you like Monday?
I'd take Monday for sure. Absolutely.
Rob, that leaves you today. Either today, which they've assured me is probably not going to happen.
Okay.
Or Tuesday. This contest could last all the way through next week's shows.
Right.
I think I'll pass because you already got what I wanted. I have a very strong feeling about 8:30 Sunday night.
Oh, you got...
Yeah,
you
I think
Sunday
you'll
night?
Be out of pain
Five,
by the
six,
Sopranos.
Seven, eight,
really?
Nine, yeah.
10.
I do.
All right, then here's my 20. My 20 is on Sunday. And keep in mind, I can't influence this.
Right,
because
right.
Trust me, if I could push and push it out now,
right,
it would be gone. It would be out of me right now. So, and anybody else in the building that wants action on this, if you want Tuesday or Wednesday,
sure,
we're open for that. And it's winner take all, and this is just on the first one that passes.
Here you go. Here's my 20, Rob.
Okay, Robbie, and here's my 20.
My 20's ready.
Yeah. Right here. Okay. Don't forget, I got Sunday.
On Saturday, and that means I have the whole day.
Yes, that's right.
That's if you get up in the middle of the night, like at 12:01.
Yes.
You know, tonight.
We will keep an accurate record.
Tonight.
God, I'd love it if it was tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I would absolutely love it.
Middle of the night probably be the best time to do it, I would think.
All I know is that I'm ready for it to pass. And
you
yesterday.
You've got to go right back to bed after you have all that pain.
And yesterday. Now, this is the part that's really funny.
Wendell's coming in. Wendell wants some action.
Wendell, what do you...
I got 20 on Tuesday.
Tuesday, all right, give it to Rob.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
I hate to interrupt, but did you meet the new sound man for crap?
your mic yeah. sound guy?
Yeah. There you go. Wendell,
right?
Well,
good choice.
That's if we get the, when we go to the next level. And we're not even at any level yet.
All right.
Well, Wendell is crap.
Yes, he is. Wendell's part of crap now.
Congratulations, Wendell.
Thank you. I've always felt like crap, and now to know that I am crap...
Well, anybody else out there, I guess Wednesday is the only day that's open.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday, and that is the limit, right? Wednesday is the limit, or...
It could go past Wednesday.
It could go to Thanksgiving.
Right now, who knows? That's the thing about it. It's an inexact science.
Right.
So, yesterday when I called you, I'd just gotten home, and I couldn't feel anything in my legs. And by about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, seriously, I was sitting on the... In my cave, watching television, and I had my free to put my feet up on the coffee table.
You were. That was what people heard in the background when you called in. It was not the radio. It was the television that was on in the background. We had a guy, some joker called yesterday and said that when you called in, you had your radio turned up too loud. And we assured him that was the television in the background.
No, I didn't even have the radio turned on yesterday.
There you go.
I was flat on my back with the TV on.
It's just a wiseacre.
So the thing is, my leg falls down. And
just collapses?
Yeah, I mean, no, it slides off the table. And now at this point, I realize what Christopher Reeve feels like.
Sure, I mean, anybody that's saying it makes you, gives you empathy for those folks.
Because I can't lift the leg up. I'm sitting down.
Right.
And I can't, and this point, I'm like screaming, going, help! Help! Oh, somebody help me!
Help me!
And at this point, Frida was out picking Bart up from school. And thank God, Alicia, a cleaning lady, was there.
Right.
She came in, you know, hi, what's wrong? I said, hi, you gotta pick my leg up. And she said, what? And I said, I had a shot that I don't feel anything. Pick my leg up and put it on the coffee table.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if she thought that this was some kind of ritual or something.
Right.
But God bless her. She came over, picked the leg up, put it on the table.
You could not move your leg.
I couldn't move it.
Sure.
Frida brought Bart home from school, from carpool. He immediately wanted to come in and see, is it true you can't feel anything?
Right.
And I said, yeah, I was telling you, I got, I'm like a lot of people, I'm real ticklish right around my kneecaps. Mm. That if I'm sitting down and someone comes over and gives me a little squeeze there, I'm ticklish.
And you get turgid, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Rock hard. So Bart comes over and he says, well, let me check this out. And he starts squeezing my kneecaps. And I said, son, I feel nothing. I absolutely feel nothing there. And then he started doing this. The karate, the little like that, like he's giving me a mini massage.
Then he went into the kitchen and got a hammer and some nails.
He was loving it. He was loving the fact. He said, look, nothing. He called Frida, look. Hey, Dad can't feel anything in his legs.
You got to be freaking out a little bit.
Yeah. And then when I had to go to the bathroom, both of them would have to come in and actually, by my hands, pull me out of the chair and kind of walk me Herman Munster or Frankenstein style to the bathroom.
How did that feel?
Bad.
I mean, did you feel like you were like, going to break a leg or something like that? I mean,
no.
I would imagine with you putting weight on yourself, you had to.
Pretty much my feet were just dragging.
Right.
Wow. I was not even able to lift my feet, so they were just, you know, they're just kind of pulling me along. My feet are dragging.
Oh, my God.
And at one point when they brought me into the bathroom, I said, I got it. Don't worry, I got it. And I was balancing my hand on the sink, and I realized that I went to pull down my sweatpants. All of a sudden, I swear to God, I said, hey, I fell! I fell down! I fell down! So at that point, they had to come in the bathroom and actually pick me up because I had fallen.
And you couldn't get up.
And I couldn't get up.
Hey, I'll tell you, it certainly is an education, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Makes you realize what certain people go through every day.
Yeah, what a bummer, man.
Man, really, absolutely.
Jesus, that sucks. But just like the doctor said last night, by about 9 o'clock, I got the feeling back in my legs a little bit.
You were walking.
And I was able to, you know, that was a great moment because I was, you know, announcing to everyone in the house, just Frida Bart, hey, look at me!
Was there any pain from the procedure itself?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like a little, I mean, they actually had a lot of, there's a lot of traffic up inside of your pee hole.
There sure was.
Wow.
There sure was. There sure was. And the last thing that the doctor said to me before I left yesterday was, Ed, absolutely, no sexual activity until you pass this stone. Like I'm going to be able to get it up right now.
You know, you don't want to
like he's not
shoot one of those kidney stones where it's not supposed to go.
Like he's not already scarred me for life,
right?
Psychologically with the sticking the tube in me.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be careful with that when they're messing with your plumbing, you know?
So anyway, that's all I got for you. And
Your color looks good. Your color looks very good.
Yeah, I feel all right. And I got my strainer.
With something on it. Some blood on it.
And I've got my baggie.
Just in case.
Just in case it comes out today.
But they did give you a probability that it wasn't going to happen today?
No. Said most likely it would not happen. What do you want in, Rob?
No, I just have a question, point of order. If you do pass it before Saturday or after Tuesday, does it go to Mike or Wendell because they're closest to?
No, then someone else. If it doesn't go by Tuesday,
then everyone gets their money back?
No, then somebody else can. Then you got to put another 20 in, I would think.
Yeah, that's true. If nobody has picked the outside days, then we start all over again.
Okay, then
that money stays in the pot, though.
So does anybody have Friday? No. Well, God, somebody ought to take Friday. I mean, I saw how much pain he's in, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody ought to take Friday. I think there's really
a chance it could happen today.
God, I pray it happens
today.
That'd
be great, wouldn't it? Friday,
I pray it happens today.
Both open.
But I talked to the doctor at about noon today, and I called the doctor's office right before the show when I had my painful urination.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl at the doctor's office said, this is the normal procedure.
Was she showing you the Quan? She wasn't giving you what you were looking for.
3 to 5 days.
I could tell. I heard one side of that conversation. And it was just like you were telling her about your discomfort, and she was kind of just going, it's matter of fact.
Yes.
And it's just the way everybody deals with it. Stop your whining.
That's right. No special treats for you, radio boy.
Listen,
anytime anybody gets a kidney stone, this is what you do.
Absolutely.
You just wait for it to pass.
Aye.
So the money is there, and hopefully we will do better in the kidney stone pool than we are doing in the dog and baby pick, the NCAA team of 64. Because
I'm glad you're here, because yesterday I tried to decipher that thing and I couldn't even read it.
Okay, here's what's going on so far. What do the X's mean?
Hallelujah!
And we're off.
Thank you very much.
Because I know that.
Try to decipher that.
The baby or the dog picked Monmouth and they lost to Duke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but. Well, I don't know that Charlie's updated that, but I know that if the X is, that's eliminated all the way through. Because you see how we,
Christ, let me just tell you what the baby got right. The baby and the dog. Actually, the first round is the dog's picks.
Which one's the babies?
The dog got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 right out of...
Ladies and gentlemen, Charles Loring Broyhill.
How many goddamn games? Can you decipher that for me?
Yeah. See where I wrote the 7 on the bottom?
Oh, the dog got 7 right?
Yeah.
Out of how many games?
16.
7 out of 16. So almost
better than 50%.
Almost 50%.
No. It's worse than 50%.
It's almost 50%.
Oh, it's almost. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, see, this is why I hate math
and all that crap, Charlie.
And
put a dollar sign in front of it.
And the baby's pick of Wisconsin to win the national championship has already been screwed.
You think if I put a dollar sign in front of it, I'll do better?
Yes, I do.
However, we still have a chance for 3 out of the final 4 from the dog and baby, because Kentucky's still alive.
Right.
Providence hasn't played yet, and Arizona hasn't played.
Well, that guy that's going to shave his head if one of our teams makes it to the Final Four called yesterday, already gloating because Wisconsin had been eliminated.
He was all happy, saying, you know, he's not
BFD.
He's the big Maryland guy. And what's Maryland doing? Is Maryland out, or is Maryland
still
won. That's one of the ones that the dog got right.
Okay, but our Final Four, as far as eliminating, we eliminated Wisconsin. Yes. But Arizona,
Kentucky, and Providence,
they're still in it.
Those are the teams that we want to watch this weekend.
All right, I'll follow them closely.
So that's the latest on the dog and the baby thing. Now, I got a message here that I want to give to the... good people at the National Cherry Blossom Festival.
Oh, good.
Okay, I got an invitation in the mail to the, you know, here in D.C., the National Cherry Blossom Festival is a big deal.
Huge deal.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
It's a huge, huge deal. And I get this thing in the mail that says, they request your presence, request the pleasure of your company at the National Cherry Blossom Festival Gala 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like a mover and shaker thing. And I'm looking who's going to be there, First Lady Laura Bush,
right?
Some dude, ambassador from Japan, Willard Scott from the Today Show.
Wow.
All these important people. And I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, you know what? Hey, doing a show in D.C.'s finally paid off.
Yeah. Sure.
I show this to Frieda and I say, honey, we're going to this.
It's a big deal.
She says, okay, well, where's the form where we send back that says, yes, we accept the invitation? And it's on this card that it says...
Here we go again, of course.
$5,000 corporate sponsor, or $2,000 host and hostess, or simple admission, $1,250.
Jesus. Now listen, these are your Republican friends again.
I want to say. I want to say, F you, stop inviting me to things that you want me to pay for, because that's not an invitation.
No.
An invitation is when someone sends you something that says, come to this party.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and, you know, not to say the big celebrity thing, but... normally, when we get things like that, it's because they'd like us to participate. If I get it, it's for a golf tournament, we'd like to have you participate, and they don't mention anything because they just want to have you there. They want to have you because somebody who's in the media, it's important to have them at something like this. You're getting that like they would send it to, some executive.
Well, they can kiss my ass. I'm not paying $1,250. I don't care if Katie Couric is there and she's diddling herself up on stage. I'm not paying that money.
You shouldn't.
I'm not. So listen, National Cherry Blossom Festival Gala, kiss my ass. and you know, for my money...
We wonder why we're never invited to things.
An invitation is something that says, please come.
Right.
An invitation is what this is.
Well, Willard's not ponying up any money.
And then inside, that's where they stick you with the little fancy card that says stationery and got your name on it. And
right.
Where you're supposed to send back.
Sure.
Hey.
What is it, a black tie thing?
Yes. Yeah. Thanks for inviting me. Gee, here's $10,000. I'd like to come to your party.
See, if you were really invited because you're who you are, you would have gotten something many, many weeks earlier asking you to be there so they could put you in the program.
Right. I mean, so it's obvious. I'm fine with the fact that I'm not who I am. You know what I mean? I'm fine with the fact that I'm a schmuck disc jockey.
We don't get invited to really anything.
But don't you ever invite me to anything again that has a hidden secret envelope that tells me you want me to pay. I mean, if you want me to pay, put it right here in the middle of the invitation where it says nothing about we want $2,000 from you.
You know, I know we do this radio show, but the old days we used to at least get invited to a couple of things a year that were Washington things, and we have been, I think, for the better part of a decade,
ignored,
pretty much boycotted by any major charity function in this town.
Well, I'll be damned. I'll be damned if I'm going to pay that money. So please, I wipe my bung with that. Okay, get out of here. Stop sending me that crap. I did tell you on our last show, I think, that Brett Conway had called me over the weekend.
Right. Yes, said he was maybe coming back to the Redskins,
and he, in fact, signed with the Redskins, and he is the new Redskins place kicker.
We have a friend on the Redskins again. That is a good thing.
And I don't know if it's going to be today or if it's going to be someday early next week, but he's going to come on the show.
Is he going to come in?
Yeah, he's going to come in because, as you recall, when he was canned by the Redskins 4 weeks into the season last year, he came in and it wasn't so much what he said, it was what we said it.
He couldn't do. He didn't want to do any bridge burning, and it proved to be a smart move on his part. Well, it doesn't matter now because the administration's out of there.
Right, but
the normal administration.
No, it wasn't him. Yeah, apparently, it was Bug Eyes.
Oh, really?
It was Serrato,
Vinny Serrato, who's also gone,
who got rid of him. So I think Brett's coming on the show in part to celebrate the fact that he got his job back with the Redskins.
What a great guy, nice guy.
Yeah. But also, I think he has to come on the show so we can kiss ass with the Redskins to say that
say that
the bad stuff he said was not about the current Redskins administration.
Is he going to bring his hottie girlfriend or hottie fiance or hottie wife?
I don't know. Charlie's in contact with him. So
didn't you tell me he's got a hottie?
He is a POA.
All right, very good. Hope he brings her.
An absolute POA. So that's good news. We're always happy. Brett Conway, you know, we're happy he signed on with the Raiders for one game last year on Monday Night Football.
Well, I also think it's a good, I mean, take friendship out of it, it is a good move for the Redskins because I think he's a very successful field goal kicker when he's healthy.
Yeah, he certainly is better than the one legged schmucks they had trying to kick field goals last year.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
And the way that team looks, I don't see them getting a lot of touchdowns this year.
Now they're going to need a good field goal kicker.
I see them getting a lot of field goals.
Because, I mean, when they finish middle to the bottom of the pack this year, they're going to, you know, they're going to need somebody to put up the 3 points.
Well, who are they going to throw the ball to? I mean, all the players have left.
It's a really different team. But you know what? I like that because there are no expectations this year, and maybe this means they're going to go further.
Well, anyway, congratulations to Brett Conway. That is great news. Is this Mr. 40 on the line? I think it's on the screen. He's on his way down. Hello?
Hello?
Nope, not Mr. 40.
Not Mr. 40, but I'd like to give you a little piece. Well, not a little piece, but you need to have your overnight bag ready, like when a woman goes into labor.
Why is that, honey?
To have your bag ready. My husband has a history of kidney stones, and never one of his has been larger than a piece of sand, and he's screaming morphine. I have to take him to the hospital.
Well, the doctor said...
If they tell you it's the size of a baby tooth...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, they didn't say to me I had to go to the hospital. They said you pass it, you catch it in the strainer, you put it in the bag, and then bring it in the next day so that they can do their tests on it.
No.
Have you ever examined the possibility that your husband might be a total wimp?
Well, sure.
Does he have a low threshold?
Yes. That's why he just goes in there and just says, sticks his arm out and said, give me the morphine. I mean, he's not an addict or anything either. I mean, he doesn't only have them like every 3 years, but
hey, you know what?
The only thing.
And that's another thing I'm pissed about, is that yesterday I said, hey, well, where's my Matthew Perry pill?
Right.
You know, where's my yeah. Mike? And they said, it would do no good to give you anything.
Oh, they, huh. he, when I heard yesterday they were talking about yours the size of a tooth, I'm like, no way. His, I'm not kidding. And they, when he finally did catch his, it was real small, in, like size of a piece of sand, and it was very jagged. And the jagged, of course, is what cuts you up is on the way down and
it's
everything.
It's not, wait, ma'am, it doesn't cut you up.
Well, no, not cut you, but I mean, you know, as a jagged, you know, it scratches you. And that's
Don, it's going to, you know, you're just going to be gushing blood.
I'm going with what my doctors tell me. I appreciate the fact you're calling. First off, maybe your husband has a small penis.
Well,
you know, I don't have a small penis. I have a gigantic penis, so there's plenty of room for, you know, frankly, I could get a grapefruit out of there.
Wow.
If I had. To.
There you go.
Okay, well, just have your overnight bag ready.
I will.
I'll treat you to be ready.
I go with what the doctor said. Catch it in the strainer.
Oh, your wife will be ready all weekend to take you to the hospital if you need to go.
That's right. She'll be up at the beach. It hasn't slowed her down. You know, well, she has the plans in place.
Right.
To go to the beach with her girlfriends.
Sure.
And they're going out tomorrow night for St. Patrick's Day, but because she loves me.
Right.
She's coming back late Sunday night.
Oh, very good.
That's great. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah.
Passing that kidney stone is nothing. I've had one. All you got to do is drink a lot of beer. It'll break it right down. Didn't feel a thing when I passed it.
So you get them both ends of the spectrum, and you know, and I think it's probably going to be somewhere in between.
I go with what the doctor said.
Yeah.
This is going to hurt, but you do it at home. It's no problem. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
Is this the share lady?
From Glen to Glen.
Yeah, you know how I know it's the share lady? It's the share lady because she never listens.
Share lady?
Share lady.
The summer's gone.
Share lady.
Share lady.
All the leaves.
Share lady.
That's not all the leaves are dying. All the flowers are dying.
You tissue.
Hey, share lady.
Oh, and I must buy.
Share lady.
But come ye back.
Don't give her the. Don't indulge her.
No,
don't indulge her.
She is only allowed to call as Cher.
Right.
Only as Cher. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. I want to know which. I just got DirecTV and I want to know which one had the best porno. What channel?
596.
596.
596. And which one's that?
Vivid TV.
596.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye bye. Double feature, $11.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. $10.99, actually.
Hey, we are doing some good when we do that, because, I mean, that's a guarantee. That's a slam.
Hello.
That guy's about to go enjoy himself.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, Don and Mike, please.
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, yeah, I passed the kidney stone myself, and I just want to say I'm fairly well endowed myself, as well as Don.
Thank you.
And, yeah, it was about the size of my pinky, and I did secrete some blood. It did have a jagged edge, like the lady said before. It's not a non-painful thing, but it didn't feel too good. I mean, it's not like, you know, ejaculation. It's not that good, but it feels all right. You know, it's not a bad thing.
The size of your pinky?
Yeah, about the size of my, well, you know, I'm like from the last digit down, you know, the last
one. All right. Okay.
And you're saying that for you it was a pleasurable experience.
Well, it wasn't so much pleasurable, but, I mean, when it came out, it's like, oh, Jesus, this is like ejaculation. It's like, oh, a climax, you know.
All right.
Like having, hey, how about that?
I'll try to look at it like that. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, don't sweat it at all. I had one that was a lot bigger than a piece of sand, and the only bad thing was is before it came out, dropping down your kidneys, you would have a lot of blood in your urine, but...
I do. Yeah, I do.
Right. It's really yellow.
My urine?
Yeah, that was my blood count was real high in my urine, but
dark yellow.
It wasn't actually red, but the blood count was really high.
Anybody want a sandwich?
My, my urine is mainly red these days.
Well, now, I didn't have any of the discoloration in it, but I passed when it was huge. I mean, when it hit the strainer, it went clunk. And it did not even hurt at all.
Buzz, do you have your soda can over there? Buzz has...
Okay,
it's creeping up a little bit.
One more call. We got a break. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you drink grape raspberry juice. And that, what that does is it helps break the kidney stone off. Also, it gets it kind of floating around a little bit, and it might, you know, might help pass it a little bit quicker.
I appreciate all of this advice. You know, my doctor has told me to drink lots of cranberry juice.
Right.
Cranberry juice.
Cran raspberry, cran grape. Yeah, exactly.
So it's acidic.
You know, it might be good in a lot of olive juice.
It did help, so.
Olive juice? Oh, that's one thing I did ask the doctor. I said, can I drink? And he said, absolutely.
Oh, he wants you to, probably.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That'll dull the pain, too.
Yep. Knock yourself out.
Sure, have fun.
Get a good one.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to... Hello?
You know, if it's anything like ejaculation, I could have like a BB gun down there.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Put somebody's eye out.
Could line up a bunch of those targets and stuff.
Break your television screen.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
I think I might have something that would help.
There you go. I just passed one.
Your next door neighbor's window breaks.
What the hell was that?
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what it'll be. Hold on, we got it. Just a second. I'm going, oh, my God, I'm out of my deck right now. I'm taking a pee on my deck. Whoa!
Wow.
Broke the window.
Oh, that's a relief.
Hey, listen, what? Because we got a break.
How about that Kathy Lee show on entertainment television that's going to be on at 9 o'clock this Sunday?
We will have a full recap of that for you on Monday's episode.
Oh, good. I don't want to miss that because I love to hate her, too.
Yeah, well, we're taping it, and it's got nothing but awful, I mean, absolutely butt crack reviews.
Absolutely. Of course, Kathy Lee, the no-talent woman.
Right. Yeah, Kathy Lee trying to act like she's a drugged-out, boozed-up superstar.
And it's got
to
kill her. That Kelly, is it Kelly Ripa?
Kelly Ripa.
Kelly Ripa is just such a total television natural. Is so much better than Kathy Lee. So much better.
Yeah.
Much more at ease with the camera.
Agreed. Let's clear the lines now, because, Mike, I see your choir is forming outside.
I'll put my jacket on, get outside, get ready to do it.
Hold on, as a matter of fact. Robbie, where's BTS 1? Hold on.
Either
BTS 1 or 2? Hello?
Now, Dennis, put a sock in it. I'm the choral director, and I don't want you starting without my permission, and I don't want that song leading up. I don't want to overdo Danny Boy. You got me, pal?
Okay, I'll put it in the car.
Put Cheryl on the microphone.
Cheryl?
Hi, sexy devils.
Hi, baby.
Hello.
Hey,
I'm so glad you made it, Cheryl.
Me too. Hey, Donnie, how's your wee-wee?
It's hurting, Cheryl.
Oh, can I rub it for you?
Cheryl's out there. Mike will go out there.
Hey, Dennis.
You know what, Dennis?
What?
Who's out there right now? Who do we have?
Wengel and Phil.
I just see Dennis and Cheryl.
Tom Gavin's not here?
Not yet. Thank God.
Not yet. Well,
thank God. When Tom Gavin gets here, Dennis might have lost his place in the corral.
Oh, okay, Mike.
And I'm pretty sure I saw something that said Mr. 40's on his way down. He is? Okay, gotcha. All right, well,
Dennis, cool your jets for a second.
Okay, Mike.
I'm gone.
Okay, gone.
Thank you, Dennis.
Hey, good luck with your kidney stone.
Okay, F you, Dennis.
Oh, come on.
Dennis is in super obnoxious mode, I can tell already,
Mike,
tonight.
I'll behave.
Okay, behave. Please behave.
I'm not having any today or that.
877-365-3636. That is the telephone number. We need a caller 100. Now, you didn't tell Mike, you didn't spill the beans, did you? About the secret sound?
No, he prodded and poked and
prodded until Rob's butt was bleeding.
Right.
Did you put a tube in his penis?
I didn't put a tube in his penis.
He would have talked if he would have done that.
We were very close, though.
All right, so I guess... Everybody still doesn't know except me and Rob.
Right.
If you want a shot at $500, be the 100th caller now at 877-365-3636.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Shut up, Dennis.
I'm sorry, but we're not supposed to put butter on the milk duds.
You're not supposed to go to the bathroom without washing your hands either.
Touché.
To the top, please. Swim, my pretty.
Hellcats of the airwaves. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, call 100 times. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, I'm calling 100.
Yes. Hello. Yes, you are.
Well, great. That is great.
What's your name?
Jim.
Jim, where are you calling from?
Sacramento.
Beautiful. What are you calling from, inside a tunnel or something? What's up with your phone, man?
I'm on a cell phone.
Okay. All right. Are you in a bad reception area?
No, it's fairly good where I'm at right now.
You sound a little distracted.
Yeah, I'm driving.
Okay, would you rather that we play with someone who can give us their full attention?
Yeah, I'm going to pull off here in just a second. I'll be off the highway.
You know, we've had phone calls from people that have been driving before, but what is that sound?
Radar detector.
Oh. Cool. How fast were you going?
50.
Do you have trouble concentrating?
No, not at all.
Okay. Have you pulled your car off yet?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you. Gotcha. Yeah. See, now we're talking to a whole different guy.
Yeah, because now he's not driving anymore, and he can give you his undivided attention.
Here we go. Hi, now. What's your name?
Jim.
Jim.
Yes.
Sounds like the same Jim to me.
There seems to be a little delay. Is there a delay, or what's going on, Jim?
I don't know.
All right, Jim. Well, listen, happy St. Patrick's Day. You want a box of Lucky Charms cereal.
Oh, wow.
Happy St. Patrick's Day from General Mills. Jim?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Jim?
Jim, you're on live radio playing a contest right now.
Right.
We're going to need you to focus a little better.
Jim, you ever,
okay.
Let me see if I can break it down for you. You ever watch The Price is Right?
Yeah, I watched that.
There's got to be a delay. There's got to be a delay when we're talking to him on the phone. There's got to be one of the... Where are we calling, Jim? Where are you located?
Sacramento.
Okay, well, when they call someone down to come up on stage, the person that comes up on stage with Bob Barker, they normally don't just stand there with their hands at their sides and Bob says, how you doing? They wait a couple of seconds and then they go, fine. You got me?
Yeah, I got you.
Play with me. This is radio. This is a live radio contest.
Great, I'm ready.
I think it might be the delay on the phone. I really do. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I think it might be the delay between the ears. But either way, I want to tell you something. I feel so confident,
right,
that this guy's not going to win the contest.
Okay.
That you're going to play for $50,000.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
All right.
See, now he responds.
Yeah, now he's focused. Now he's dialed in.
Okay? That is 100 times the normal prize.
Right.
Right? 500 times 100 is 50,000.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll play for $50,000.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a delay in the phone.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, 50,000.
Rob, you don't think so?
No.
It's
a shocker.
$50,000. Right now, you can either take that as a compliment or as a diss. Okay? You can take it as a compliment. You can think, wow, I have the chance to win $50,000. Or you can, think that, basically, I think you're such an empty-headed buffoon. There's not a chance in God's green earth that you're going to win the money. But you're going to play for $50,000.
Woo! I'll take it.
See, this is real radio excitement now.
I am absolutely on pins and needles.
This is what you have to do sometimes when you have a contestant who lacks the proper enthusiasm.
Right.
You have to raise the stakes to make it listenable for everybody. So for $50,000, we'll play you the sound now. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Joe Pesci.
And we wish you...
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
There it is. And while you're sitting there chewing your tongue, think about what you could do with 50 grand, which would not be supplied by Main Street Title.
Why don't you take your love and shove it up, you big fatty?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Hey, Robbie, need a timpani now.
Because
this is what radio is all about. Radio is a medium of excitement.
$50,000 on the line right now.
And you know, it's not a goof that if somehow this guy actually does win the contest, we do have to pay him $50,000.
Absolutely.
But again, I feel I'm on a lucky streak. I've not passed the kidney stone yet.
Yep.
Come on, lay it on me. What's the sound?
The latch of a suitcase. When you undo the latch of a suitcase.
See, I could have gone $5 million on this one.
No!
I could have gone $500 million on this guy.
No, not at all.
Not You're a chance.
Wrong.
Thank you, though. Hello?
Hello?
Thank you, though.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry I missed it.
Thank you. Don't forget that every guess is a clue for you. Clue for you. Do you call radio contests a lot?
No.
Good. Okay, thanks. I wouldn't wish that even on our most hated competitor.
That's that was a difficult conversation. There was something about a delay. Do you often... Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
Do you often have a delay between somebody speaking to you and you answering?
I've never noticed one before.
All right, turn your radio up.
Radio contest a lot? No. Good. Okay, thanks.
All right, did you hear that delay?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about as far as the delay is concerned.
Okay, so the delay, what do you think is causing the delay?
I haven't a clue.
Now, he answered very quickly that time.
See, what I was going to do is start actually timing the delay.
I think the delay he's thinking about is the digital delay. I don't think he's aware of the timing delay in between the question and the answer.
Right. I don't know, but it's very interesting.
What is your name?
Kim.
Where are you from?
Sacramento.
How come you could not have answered this quickly when we were playing the contest?
I don't know. I thought I answered quickly enough.
No. What do you do for a living, sir?
What do I do for a living?
Yes.
Right there. Turn your radio up. Listen to this quick. Turn your radio up.
Turn it up now.
Leave it up.
What is your name? Kim. Where are you from? Sacramento. How come you could not have answered this quickly when we were playing the contest? I don't know. I thought I answered quickly enough. No. Yeah, I heard it.
Now, you didn't leave the radio on long enough to actually hear it.
He's a home run hitter.
See, we have a 16-second delay. Let's try this again now. What is your name?
Jim.
Where are you from?
Sacramento.
Who's your favorite movie star?
I don't have one.
What is the square root of 400?
Geez, I don't know. I'm not a math major.
All right, so I think we have determined that we're getting quick answers to some questions and huge gaping holes in other forms of exchange.
What is your favorite sports team?
Favorite sports what?
All right, now, turn your radio up right now and don't turn it off until you hear yourself answer that last question.
Square root of 400. Geez, I don't know. I'm not a math major. All right, so I think we've determined that we're getting quick answers to some questions and huge gaping holes in other forms of exchange. What is your favorite sports team? Favorite sports what?
All right, now. Now, did you hear that? I ran a timer. You had a 3-second pause in between the time I asked the name of your favorite sports team and you came back and said something else.
Yeah, I didn't hear the last word that you said as far as what you're asking.
Yeah, but you still should have said what before 3 seconds were up. That doesn't mean you're going to hear any better by waiting.
We're trying to help you.
Help us to help you.
This is one of the more interesting callers we've ever had.
Again, what do you do for a living?
I drive a truck.
Okay.
Okay, gotcha.
Do you meet your deadlines?
Oh, all the time.
What do you like best about driving a truck?
I'm out on the road on my own.
Mm. All right. All right. We it might just be one of those great mysteries, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's a nice enough guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that we're having a little delay and we're not sure why. Do you understand what we were talking about now?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, good.
So you heard it.
Right.
And the next time you call, if there is a next time, you'll try to improve on it?
You bet.
Well, God bless you.
Let's do a quiz right now. Try to answer, even if you don't know, every question we ask you now as quickly as you possibly can, okay?
You don't know the answer, a quick I don't know will suffice.
Ready?
Ready.
Did you say wait?
No, I said ready.
Ready. Who's the president?
He didn't want to play anymore. He doesn't like that game. We were just trying an experiment.
Trying to help
it was
him.
Simply too much.
You sure were.
Things are different on the West Coast.
Yeah, hello. Sometimes they are, Rob. Sometimes they are.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, I wonder if you could answer a question to settle a dispute for me?
Yes, sir.
When you called in yesterday from your bed, were you listening to the radio when Mike and Rob picked up?
Hey, we just answered that at the beginning of the show.
No, I was not listening to the radio. I had the television on.
And that's what we said yesterday, and Don confirmed that today.
That's why I'm calling. I didn't.
Well, no, let me explain something to you. We said that at the beginning of the show today.
I was not listening to the start of the show.
Whose fault is that?
Actually, my boss. I had to go to lunch.
No.
Come on now.
Your boss didn't make this phone call.
Pardon me?
Your boss didn't make this phone call.
I know. I just got out of lunch. I got in my car and called up.
So whose fault was it?
To call it at 1 o'clock? I guess it was my fault that I'm calling.
There we go.
Thank you. Yeah, and how dare you? Hey, with all the lecturing I do to people about turning the radio down, do you think I would really call this radio show with my radio turned up?
I don't know. That's why I called originally when I heard it yesterday. I asked the question.
Oh, were you the guy? Were you the troublemaker?
Well, my name is Marty. I'm not a troublemaker. It's a simple question.
So, Marty, you were the guy that talked to me yesterday about this?
Yes.
You were Marty the smartass. And Marty the smartass who had his question answered early in the show today.
Again, like I mentioned, I did not hear the start of the show.
Right.
That's why I'm calling right now.
Yeah,
right.
So Don didn't have his radio turned up. He had the television on in the background, which I said, and I think we all said that yesterday. And then we explained it when Don confirmed it today, and then you didn't listen.
Well,
and then you called anyway.
Mike, actually, you said he didn't have anything in the background. If it was anything, it might have been a TV.
That's what I said.
So you were speculating yourself, too.
No, I wasn't. I think, absolutely not, Marty. I think Marty, you have relinquished your right to be a ball buster because you didn't listen to the show.
I'm asking to settle this dispute, so I got the word from Don. Now that he answered the question, I can...
The fact is,
Marty.
It was settled earlier when Don answered the question when you weren't paying attention.
And the rest of the listeners want to thank you, Marty, for making us repeat it.
Well, I can tell they're welcome.
You think you're smart, Marty, but you're really not as smart as you think you are.
Asking a question doesn't prove whether I'm smart or dumb. I just didn't listen to
those.
It does.
That was Buzz.
Yes.
Oh, hey, Buzz. Can I do Buzz real quick?
Oh, sure. Go for it.
Dale Earnhardt is still dead.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Rob, you have anything to say to Marty?
I think maybe Marty should take a little more time between the question being asked of him and when he replies, and maybe he'll come up with something smarter, but I doubt it.
Yeah, he's the opposite of the last guy. He responds too fast.
Absolutely.
All right, now here's a guy who wants to explain why the other guy was answering the question slowly.
Okay, very good.
Go ahead, Robert.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Either that other gentleman was listening to himself on the radio, or he may have been on a cell phone on the West Coast.
Would you roll your window up, please?
Actually, both my windows are up.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I have an earpiece in my ear.
Oh, one of the earpieces.
Would you
driving
please?
Driving a Ford van and extremely noisy.
Did I sound that bad to you when I called you last night?
No. Would you please speak to us on the regular phone?
Sure, hang on.
Thank you.
God, I hope it doesn't sound like that when I call somebody with that earpiece.
Is this better?
Oh, yeah. Market improvement. All right, now, what was your theory?
My theory was either he was listening to himself on the radio.
No, he wasn't until we told him
to. Or he may have been on a cell phone on the West Coast, which would have given you an additional delay.
Yeah, but he was answering some of the questions immediately, and then there were big pauses between other ones.
Or he may have just been stupid.
All right, well, thank you. You've been a great help.
Certainly, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's a love fest today. I can feel the love.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, can I have that guy's box of cereal since he hung up?
You want his cereal? You got it.
Yeah.
All right, you got it. Hold on a second. Hello.
I have his box of cereal.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don, I was wondering if you're going to give away your kidney stones like you were doing with your eyelashes and boogers.
Maybe when I get it back, I got to save it and give it to the doctor for the biopsy.
They've got to check it. Do you think they could get it back to you and you get it right out to the fans?
I mean, if anybody would want it, I'll ask my doctor. Yeah, I'll give it away if you think there'd be a market for it.
You know they want it.
I'd
be a market for it. I think it'd be the biggest selling item of all time.
Mm-hmm. Christ, I should go to eBay with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Don Geronimo's kidney stone.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys. Hey, Don, have you ever passed a kidney stone before?
No.
Oh, my God. Good luck, bud.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Your helper.
Thank you.
There's love.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, I'll take the quiz. Can I have that guy's cereal?
And we already gave his cereal away, sir.
Oh, my bad.
Gave his cereal away. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, buddy.
Yeah, hi.
Leg.
What?
I'm on the way, buddy.
Oh, is this Tom Gavin?
Yes, I'm on the way.
Well, Tom, you're nearly too late, Tom, because everybody's here. We're going to start the contest, the concert, in the next break.
All right, I'm on the way. Just tell them.
Where are you, Tom? Where are you? Oh, you're on 123, so you're almost here.
Yes.
Are you really on 123?
Yes, I'm on 123. Going to Indiana, buddy.
That could be the Beltway.
Tom, are you driving?
I'm taking a cab, buddy.
Oh, you're taking a cab.
I'm taking a cab. Hey, can we talk to your cab driver?
Yes, he's busy. He's driving.
Wait, would you ask him if he has just a moment to speak to us on the radio? Tell him it's the Don and Mike show.
It's Don and Mike. You want to talk to him? You
want
to talk to him?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, he's busy driving.
He's busy driving. Doesn't want to be on the radio? Ask him if he wants to be on the radio.
You want to be on the radio, buddy? What's your name? What's your name?
Muhammad.
Muhammad.
Of course it's Muhammad.
Wow.
Tell Muhammad I'll double the fare if he'll turn the car around right now.
What?
Tell Muhammad I will pay him double the fare if he'll turn the car around right now.
Why?
And take you back home.
Why?
No, we're just kidding,
I'm
Tom.
Kidding, Tom.
I'm on the way, guys.
All right, Tom.
All right, Tom. Fly like the wind.
Tom, when the ride is over, make sure you give Muhammad a handshake.
Hi. I'm on the way, guys.
All right. All right. Now, you're in Vienna?
Yeah, we're coming to Vienna. We're going to get smoking. And tell that knucklehead Murphy to cut it out.
Hey, did you hear that, Murphy?
Oh.
Look, there's a bunch of people outside. Tom wants to talk to you.
Hey, God, look up.
You're going to get it when I get there, man.
Hey, Tom, is there going to be a fight today between you and Dennis?
It might be.
Really? Are you mad at Dennis, Tom?
Yes, I'm mad what he did down here in Greenville. He hung up the phone while I'm sitting at the desk.
Oh, good?
Yeah, Tom, you did.
Tom, would you like to box Dennis today?
I'll kick him with my cane and hit him.
Irish fighting.
Donnybrook.
Brannigan.
Dennis, how would you feel about fighting Tom today?
I'll be sitting down when I'm fighting him.
You know, if he wants to fight me, I'll fight him. What the hell?
Purely in an exhibition.
I can't.
Oh, dear.
I was thinking we could send someone out to Galleons and get some boxing gloves.
Oh, my.
And actually let Dennis and Tom actually box.
Spar. They've never gotten along very well.
No. Hey, Don?
Yeah, Tom?
How many people we got outside?
I don't know. There's about 20 people out there.
I'm on the way, guys.
Okay.
He's on his way.
All right, bye, Tom.
I'll be able.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. Dennis, why do you hate Tom so much?
No, it's not me. It's Tom who hates me.
Oh, Dennis, there's hostility there.
Oh, yeah. You know, when he calls me clunking 5 times a night, I think that's a little invasion of privacy, don't you think?
All right, well, how about an arm wrestling challenge? You could use your one good arm and Tom can use
his. No, my right arm is my good arm. I have more strength with my right arm.
Huh. Yeah, you're right. Which one has...
That's the right arm is the arm without the hand.
Hey, I see Mr. 40's here, too.
Yeah, 40 too.
Mr. 40 is here.
Hey, 40.
Everybody's here.
Everybody turned out. How about our regulars?
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yay.
Hey, Patrick J. Concert. Lying straight ahead. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi. This is Pete.
Yes, hi, Pete.
I was up in Pennsylvania picking up a surf bike, and... I had to wait for a while. I picked up a copy of this magazine called FHM, and they got an insert in here. It's like the girls' TV.
Let me guess. Leah Remini's in it.
Oh, you know about it.
And you can see her nipple.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, oh, you know about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to bother you guys.
No problem.
Didn't you call yesterday and say Don had the radio turned up?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about your procedures. With the scope.
Yeah.
Did you happen to watch it?
When they put the thing in, yeah, it was like watching Doppler radar.
Because when I had it, the guy, before he put the scope in, the doctor put the spring-loaded thing in the head, and it opened it up to like the size of a .44 Magnum.
Oh, you mean the head of your wet thing?
Your ding-a-ling.
You know, they may have done that to me. I'm not sure.
I know a guy that had it done once, and before the procedure started, the doctor put it in his mouth.
Yeah. Oh, the wet thing?
Yeah.
Oh, they did that with me yesterday.
Oh, did they really?
All the doctors.
After you were numbed up, right?
All the male doctors. So,
yeah. Somebody distracted you.
All the male doctors.
There you go. It's ready now.
I love it. It's on Mike's show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Where's Tom?
He's on his way.
He's in Vienna. He's in Vienna.
Are you sure?
He's on 123.
What? Dennis what?
Here.
Oh, hold on. Dennis is screaming from out. He's screaming from outside. Yes, Dennis?
Agreement out here.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, just want to let you know that.
Thanks for the bulletin.
Okay, Don.
All right, Dennis.
There you go. Bye-bye. Dennis Murphy, meteorologist.
All right, Mike. You ready to get your crew... all ready to sing?
Don, I am as ready as I will ever be, and the rain won't bother me.
All right, well, get out there.
All right.
Get your crew ready.
Very good.
And may I request for the first song, Oh Danny Boy.
Danny Boy will be the first song on the docket.
All right, our special St. Patrick's Day concert is next.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Don and Mike are the gay.
Don and Mike kick ass, and that's all the way from Scotland.
As enigmatic as Buzz Burbank's so-called belly button, the Don and Mike Show.
Now listen, on Monday we're going to have the five, six, maybe seven girls who are coming in for the herbal breast remedy.
New Bust.
Yes, New Bust, that's the name of the product. They'll be here on Monday. And Friday, I'm just put the word out right now. Friday we're having our first ever freak show of 2001.
Ooh.
Where we give away $1,000 cash.
Wow.
Courtesy of Book of Shadows, Blair Witch 2. So Monday it's the breast experiment, and Friday it's the first freak show of the year 2000. Now let me get my music ready here. Hold on before we go outside where Mike is gathered with all of his fellow Irishites. How come I only hear Dennis? Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing, Don? We're outside here, Don. We're outside in the rain, in the cold rain of the on St. Paddy's Day Eve with our Irish chorale.
And you know, Mike, as dark and gloomy and rainy as it is out there,
yes,
it looks just like Ireland to me.
It really does, Don. It's got quite an Irish feel, but then again, any place that has grass looks like Ireland to you. I am aware of that fact. Would you like me to introduce our Irish chorale? Yeah,
please do. Who do you have in your chorus today?
Oh, we've got a wonderful gathering. Of course, Tom Gavin, we are speculating, is anywhere from Bethesda, Maryland to Fairfax. We're not sure, so he has not arrived yet. But let me go right down the line and introduce our Irish chorale. First of all, please say hi to Seamus O'Forty. Seamus O'Forty is
here. Hey, Seamus.
With his Irish ale. Hi, Seamus.
Top of the morning to you.
Hey, what are you drinking out of the paper bag today?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Can I hear you? I can hear you.
Oh, I can't hear me. Sorry.
Well, what are you drinking out of the bag?
Hurricane.
Hurricane. That is the drink of choice today.
Damn, wow. Virginia 7-Eleven.
Gotcha.
All right, and next on the line here we have Dennis O. Murphy. We really don't need an O in front of Dennis. It's Dennis Murphy, a good Irish name. Say hi to Dennis Murphy.
Hello, Don. How you doing?
Do I find Dennis? Are you Irish, as a matter of fact?
I'm a little in chocolate. Dennis Chocolate Murphy.
Wow. Yeah, that's interesting. My middle name is Sean, Dennis.
Oh, wow.
We have another...
Oh, twins.
Yeah, we have another thing in common. That's right. We're twins.
Who else you got out there, Mike?
Please welcome number three in our group. He's Homo O'Joe.
We've been in the morning to y'all.
To y'all?
To y'all.
That's a little southern Irishman.
And I'd like to point out that 40 does not appear to be wearing the green today.
I went through my closet, and I don't have any green belongings.
I'm a thank you.
But I wore this because it was on a green hanger.
Ah, all right, gotcha.
Those plastic assorted hangers, this wetsuit was on a green hanger.
But Homo O'Joe...
Why did you get the green, Mike?
I have the green sweater underneath. See?
Yeah, so you don't need the green.
I'm wearing the green. What?
So you don't need the green, Mike?
Yeah, no, I don't need the green. Do you want the green, Mike?
What are you talking about? No, you mean the covers on the microphone, the condoms that are on the microphones.
Wait, explain something. The green mic is the loudest mic.
The colored condom.
Hey, Homo O'Joe is wearing a green
green turtleneck. Has Tom got an orange cab has just pulled up.
No, it's green.
An orange cab. And I believe Thomas O'Gavin, who is wearing, he appears to be wearing burgundy and gold. A jacket with some sort of team logo on it.
He's wearing green under his fingernails.
Now is the
here he comes.
Is the cab pulling up right up front here on Main Street, or is it off to the side there on Oak
Street?
He's
got his cane. He's coming up here right now.
Mohammed.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like everyone to give him a nice big round of applause as he gets here. He's Thomas O'Gavin.
Yeah.
Listen
there
to
he
ovation.
Is.
Yeah, well, they love him, Buzz.
Hi, Tom. Do we have
love
a chair
him.
For Tom?
No.
I think Tom will just have to sit on the ground, Mike.
Okay. Well, he might get his fanny wet if he does that.
I bet his fanny's already wet.
I guarantee that's the case.
Here
and,
he comes.
Thomas O'Gavin, come right over here.
Run, Tom.
What's that, Mr. 40, what?
No, I didn't know she was getting a chair or...
I think someone might be getting a chair. And let's please welcome Cheryl McDyke.
Cheryl the Big Dyke. Hi, Cheryl.
Top of the morning to you. A nice Jewish girl wearing green for St. Patrick's Day.
And I would say, I'd like to point out that the two homosexuals are the most green people we have here. They are really wearing the green, which I appreciate as an Irish American.
Mike.
And what's that?
I even have green undies on today.
Do you really?
Of course
you do. That's fantastic. Ooh. And here he is. He's finally made his way up here.
You know why? Because gays love costumes.
Yes, they do. They do.
They love dress up.
And they love holidays.
Yeah, and Judy Garland.
Green.
All right, and here comes Lisa with a chair for Tom.
Here's a chair for Tom. Mr. 40 is just, I'm sorry, Seamus O'40 has pointed out that his watch has green in it. All right, there we go. Yeah, I see that, Mr. 40.
Tom, can you hear me?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Tom, how about a roar for Don?
Roar!
And Tom O'Gavin.
Tom, can you tell us, what does St. Patrick's Day mean to you, Tom Gavin?
Tom has just put down his microphone. Tom, pick up your microphone, please.
Hey, Tom.
Tom, pick up your microphone. Don has just asked you a question.
What is it, Don?
What does St. Patrick's Day mean to you, Tom?
Irish. Thank God Mike is out there and I'm inside.
Yeah, you're lucky that way.
Thank God.
And I'd only be out here on a special day, Don. It's a special holiday, St. Patrick's Day. It means a hell of a lot to me.
All right, well, we're going to start with O'Danny Boy.
We're going to start. Can someone, hey, Tom, stand up for a second. I'd like to move your chair away from the speaker so we don't get any of that nasty, pesky feedback that we're accustomed to getting. Let's bring it over here.
Now, Mike, I'm going to roll the Elvis in the background so y'all can just sing along with it. You guys, you all have your lyric sheet?
All right, first of all, can we tune up with just a little la-la-la-la? La-la-la-la. Tom?
La-la.
Perfect pitch.
Yo.
I think we're ready to go, and we're going to start with the lovely Irish favorite. You're not going to hear a lot of me on this because I'm directing the chorale.
Yes.
And we're going to start with Danny Boy. Does everybody have their lyric sheet?
Yes, I do.
All right, Tom, can you read that okay?
Yes.
I'm kidding, of course.
Players are sharing.
All right, ready? Are we ready?
I'm ready. Let me know when you want the music.
Well, yeah, cue the music and get ready. We're going to sing along with Elvis. Ready?
Oh, Danny Boy.
Alright, everybody else quiet. Tom Gavin solo. Go, Tom. Go.
I need my mic up a little bit.
Yeah, turn his mic up. Go, Tom. Go.
Hold on, Mike. I'm going to start it over for Tom.
All right, we're going to start, and we'll start out with Tom at the first. Tom, it's O Danny Boy.
O Danny Boy.
You ready?
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Listen
to
Elvis, Tom.
Start there.
Here we go.
Oh, just Tom.
O Danny Boy.
There we go. Very good. The pipes are calling. From Glen to Glen. Don, this isn't working. I'm starting to get. Don, you told me to be nice to everybody. I'm getting a little pissed.
All right, Mike, hold on. I'm going to go with an up-tempo next.
All right, what are we doing? Hold on.
McNamara's Band.
All right, hold on, everybody.
What number?
All right, hold on. What number is that?
Number four.
It's number four, the one before. Preceding the page, McNamara's Band. Are we ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Now, this one is very fun. This is, well, my name is McNamara. I'm the leader of a band. And no, we're falling number weird. Right, Tom? Yeah, great. Tom, you have to hold the microphone up to your face. I'm remembering what you told me, Don.
Be nice, Mike. You wanted to be out there.
I know.
Is there a rap solo on this one?
Yes. We can do it. We can improvise. All right, now, are we going to be cued to the music with this one? Is that what we're going to do?
There's an intro.
There's a slight intro. Okay. We need, Wendell, is there a way of turning that up just a little bit? Hey, here we go. Yeah.
And I think you guys come in right about now.
Go.
Oh,
good. There we go. Yeah.
Louder!
I'm not hearing you. Dennis? No participation, Dennis. All right, I'm sorry. Can we start it over again, please?
God damn it.
How about the unicorn? All right, let's do the unicorn. What number is that?
Number two, song number two.
This will be good.
I don't think we're good singers.
Excuse me. I would like to tell the chorale something. Chorale meeting. All right, do you all hear me? I don't care if you don't know the lyrics. We're all singing loudly.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
Mike. Absolutely.
You know, that was funny because Mike just had like a little huddle with him.
Yes, he did.
Okay. Are we ready? Dennis Murphy?
Yeah.
Participation?
I will.
All right. Thank you.
Mike, which page are we on?
I know. I'll be
Mike.
Page two, Tom.
Okay.
Just
Tom?
Hook up with people.
This one's called The Unicorn. Okay. Very good. Are we ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm ready. Go ahead. And here we go.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Go. That's right. Louder, please. Yes. Verse 2. Hold on. Here we go. Now God sings the living and his name is on. Louder, please. A little higher, Dennis. Roar, Tom.
Goddamn.
Roar. And long neck, everybody. Oh, fantastic. Tom, roar. Very good.
Mike, let's try another one.
Hold on. Stop. Cut.
Don,
I think that was our
unicorn.
I think that was our best yet.
All right, let's try When Irish Eyes Are Smiling.
What number is that one?
Number one.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, chorale meeting. Everybody, come in here.
Close.
Okay. Listen, we all have to really try on this one.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We've been slacking, and let's just try to do it our best. All right, Tom, are you with me on this?
Yes.
Tom, all I ask is that you keep the microphone up to your face so
like
we can
this.
Sing it nice and loudly. Okay. Okay.
Love you.
All right. Okay. Break. We're ready for this one, Don. We can do it.
All right. Here we go.
On the Irish chorale singing.
Huddle.
All right. Here we go.
When Irish eyes are smiling louder.
Very good. Tom.
God
damn.
What do you think? We're humming on this.
Oh, yeah. You kick it out.
Nice and loud. Bright and gay. Yes, from Homo John. Very good.
All right, quiet now. Hold on.
Wild card now. All right, what are we doing now?
You don't have a lyric sheet for this one.
Okay.
Jump around.
All right, everybody, ready? Let's go.
They do, actually.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they have words for this.
What number?
Number 9.
Six.
All right, now come on, let's bounce up and down. Everybody.
Here we go. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Go,
number
guys.
Nine.
Pack it up, pack it in. Pack it in.
I do it.
Start out good. Everybody, come on now.
Come on, Dennis.
Get on, pack it in.
Tom, just do the woo.
Woo. Everybody, put your hands up.
Yeah. Everybody, get our hands up. Jump around.
Oh, boy.
Come on. Jump around. Jump around.
The best part is watching Mike jump around.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hold. Let me bust the freestyle. I don't care if it's wrong or right.
Yeah.
I'm just going to grab the mic while we on Don and Mike.
Yeah.
We're standing on the grass and it's raining outside.
Right on.
You know that I can rap. You know the rhythm I'm around.
Oh, yeah.
I got everybody jumping. Got them pumping. I'm spilling my beer all over my hands and I'm bumping.
Oh,
it really don't matter. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Ruby.
The 40 came to flow this way. Come on.
Yeah.
Jump around.
Jump around.
Jump around.
Jump around.
That's Irish for your
hands. Jump around.
What's up, man?
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now here's the All right, what do you have next? Cut.
Hold on.
What do we have next?
Okay, this one. Hey, good luck with this.
What number is this, Rob?
It's the last one. It's a long intro, too. Number 10.
I'm going to talk it up, okay?
Oh, good.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
This is Dick Goes In Ya. All right, everybody.
Good looking Friday afternoon in the city. 17 until the hour. News and traffic, the weather together coming up. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all the green-eyed ladies.
Green-eyed.
It's the long
version. Hold on, it's the long version.
Album version. It's the album version.
Sorry about that.
Because we're rocking on a Friday. 16 minutes until the 5 o'clock whistle. Coming up here on your good time
station.
Green-eyed. And girl weather for the weekend. Chance to rain tonight. Chance of large boulders falling from the sky tomorrow outside right now. Hell is always 69.
Green eyed lady, elderly lady. Slowly, slowly. Towards the sun.
Come on, everybody.
Come.
Green eyed lady, lovely lady. Do this.
Thank you very much.
Well, hey, a little applause for our group, huh?
Yeah.
Hey,
Congress.
Very nice.
All right.
Mike, let's do one more.
One more, please.
Song number 8. I would walk 500 miles.
Oh, I
won't. I
almost
not,
did that.
I know it's not Irish.
A good Scottish group, the Proclaimers.
When I wake up, I'm not.
All right, now, Tom, we're going to rely on you for this one, okay? All right, here we go.
Blaze the track, baby.
How about a roar just to let everybody know you're still there? Very good. Fantastic.
And Tom and Cheryl, Joe and Cheryl, I'm not hearing you guys a lot.
Oh. Okay, well,
hey, that's because Homo Joe is hogging the stick.
Yeah.
Oh. Absolutely.
So, here's a surprise.
As always.
I would love to hog your stick, Doc.
You hold my stick.
Okay, here we go. Okay, are you ready? This is 500 miles.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, go.
When I wake up,
I know I'm gonna be
the
one waking up.
How does this go?
When I go out, I know I'm gonna be the one that goes along with you. If I get up, I know I'm gonna be the one that gets around you.
Yeah.
If I have birth, I know I'm gonna be
Havering.
Yeah.
Oh God, that's fantastic. That is fantastic. And now, Mike, very, very good, everyone.
Finally,
yes, Don,
to wind up the concert.
Yes, sir.
How about a little a cappella song of your choice?
Okay.
That you guys have got all the lyric sheets.
You know what? We're going to go back to the one that we started with, okay? We're going to go back to Danny Boy. I am going to duck out of here. I am simply going to conduct them, but we're going to do a tender version a cappella of Oh Danny Boy. And I'll tell you something right now, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to cry. What number is that, Rob?
That's number 5.
That's number 5, all right? Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm ready to cry.
All right, this is the St. Patrick's Day Chorale. Tom?
We're going to need you to have the microphone up to your face. Thank you.
I can't hear nobody.
Dennis, are you ready?
Now, on this
Mr. 40?
No one gets help from Mike on this one. This is strictly a solo by
Don,
the tenors.
You see the lyric sheet here? You see that? There you go.
All right, Mike has thrown his lyric sheet away.
That's right. We are ready to go.
Hey, Don?
All right.
Yes, Tom.
Can you turn my mic up, please?
No.
I've got it up as loud as it'll go.
All right, here we go. Now, Dennis, don't yell at Tom. Let's have a cohesive group right here. Mr. 40's ready? All right, oh, Danny boy, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Oh, Danny boy, the light
of I told you it'd be beautiful. Beautiful people. Higher, Dennis. Very good. One more verse. Here we go. Higher, Dennis. Higher, Dennis. Higher, Dennis. Still. Higher still. Very good. Yes.
Oh, Danny boy. Oh, Danny boy.
That's it. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
That was the thing of you.
Was that beautiful or what? Did we come together at the end?
That was beautiful.
I'm coming inside now.
Oh, Donnie boy, the pipes are calling you. Oh, Donnie boy.
That was not smelling the IRS.
Dennis, would you like to fight Tom?
And they won't mind when I'm dead. Yeah, I do owe taxes. But filing with IRS e-file, I can pay a little.
Arm wrestle. All right, Mike, you ready for an arm wrestling match between Tom and Dennis?
All right. Do you want to arm wrestle? How are we going to do this? All right, let's see. Do we have a table?
They should lay down and face each other. That's right.
Yeah,
they should lay
down on the ground. Oh, he can't get down. Okay, that's right. He starts hyperventilating if he gets down on the ground. And we don't have a table here. All right, here we go. We're going to do it this way. All right, we're going to do it. Very good. All right. Now, Tom will be standing. Dennis will be kneeling.
Tom's loose.
And Tom is grabbing Dennis's stump.
Okay.
This is something to behold. Are we getting photographs of this? Don, do you want to count it off?
Yes.
Guys, we have to say go.
Hold on. Okay.
All right, we're going to have the arm wrestling match. All right. He's going to use his other hand.
Okay.
Other hand.
So
somebody
hand?
Support Tom on his right side, please. All right, Tom. Tom, you have to use this hand.
I got him by the belt loop.
Tom, this hand.
Okay.
Yes, the left hand, the other left.
Okay.
There we go.
Are you guys ready?
They're ready.
On
the count
mark.
Of three. One, two, three, go. Dennis won. Dennis won.
Oh,
monster down. Really wasn't much of a contest.
1 second. With his stump. Unbelievable.
Dennis won.
No.
Well, Don, that's about all there is from out here.
Not with his stump.
In the rain.
Don't you want to stay out there a while more?
No,
Mike,
I don't, Don.
With your forest?
Come on, Mark.
I've had, unless you'd like me to, and you're the one with the kidney stones.
Oh,
and
boy.
I'd like to be out here all day if I can.
Yes, what, Tom?
What's
hey, can I come in and welcome. Tell you about what happened down in Greenville? No.
Well, tell him, Tom.
Yeah,
hey.
Please, my friend.
What?
Uh-oh.
Tell him.
What happened?
Hey, Don.
What happened?
I almost got lucky Thursday night.
You did, Tom?
Yep.
Almost. You almost made love to a woman?
Guy.
No, to a guy.
A
guy.
Leprechaun.
To a guy.
You did? Hey. Hey, that's a movie, too.
Hey, wait. I don't know what we're talking about.
This is now like turning into one of John Hinckley's frat parties. Mike, I think you should run inside as fast as
all
you
right,
can.
All right, see y'all later. Thank you all. Bye. Thanks. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mike
bye-bye.
Displayed a lot of patience
bye-bye.
Out there.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, he did. There he goes.
Just so Irish.
I got a t-shirt available.
Listen to him. He's selling his t-shirts already.
Of course he is.
I've got my t-shirts.
He's an Irish peddler.
A tinker.
Tinker, tailors, soldiers.
Fine.
You know what's going on out there right now?
What?
Quality merchandising. I bet you Tom would sell a t-shirt, too.
Unless they're still in the cab.
Then Mohammed is the winner, isn't he?
Yes,
he don't
he
have
is.
The happy St. Patrick's Day.
There's all kinds of pictures being taken out there now.
Of course, people want to cherish this memory forever.
Did anyone remember to thank the good-looking listeners who came by?
Yeah.
I think that we should thank
them. I think Lisa just did. Although I don't think she called them good-looking as you did, Rob.
Well, I think they are. Look, it's Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back, Mike.
Are you going to dry clean that jacket now?
I just high-fived Tom. All right. Oh. Who wants a yeast roll?
Fantastic.
All right.
How did we sound? Did we sound great or
pretty.
What?
Listen, what can I say, but...
Boy.
Yeah, they're loving you.
The best St. Patrick's Day show ever. They really were all very cooperative. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you very much. You know, I don't think I can do the rest of the show, though. I'm probably just going to sit out on the front lawn.
Well, Tom, you know, really busted his butt to get here. Yeah. And I'll tell you, the group really came together once the orange cab pulled up. We were all very happy about that.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, God.
Go home, Tom. Thank you all so much for coming. Go home now.
What a wonderful concert it was.
Goodbye, everybody.
Good job.
Delightful.
And, of course, they want us to play that. Of course, they all have friggin' websites. Yeah, so go to all their websites and buy
all their websites.
Buy all their merchandise, and we will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see. I hate when people talk during the movie.
God damn it.
Right, right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, it's time for Chuck Stossel. Buzz, before we get into Charlie Stossel's world,
yeah.
The new honest Charlie Stossel,
mm-hmm.
giving us his real feelings about movies, right, Charlie?
Passionately.
Right?
Absolutely.
Right?
I'm keeping it calm for now.
Why are you keeping it calm now?
I have to talk about Exit Wounds today.
Oh, okay. All right, good. What time is it in Ireland, Buzz?
5 hours ahead. It should be 10 p.m. there now.
Great, because before the end of the show today, we have to make our annual call.
Absolutely.
To the pubs of Ireland to find the drunkest guy we can.
Always a pleasure. Perfect. On the show.
But first, as we do every Friday, we're going to discuss movies with Charlie Stossel.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico, here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
Now, Charlie, some of the sting is already fading from your forest review of 15 minutes with...
I'm standing by that.
...with Robert De Niro.
Right. Wow.
Which could not suck enough, and when we're talking about the movie Monday, you called in.
Right.
And you promised that from now on, we would get absolute bottom line... If it's a bad movie, a piece-of-ass movie, you tell us.
What you said was you weren't going to be as generous with those three porcelain dolls like you have been in the past.
I will. You know, if possible, I'd like to go, to a five-doll scale.
Okay.
That's excellent.
Okay,
that's a good idea.
That's fine.
So with a five-doll scale, my question would be, what would a three-doll movie be?
A two and a half. In the old scale.
See, I think giving
a three-doll movie is a movie I would go see. Anything three and above.
See, I think giving him more dolls actually allows him to head all the more.
No, I don't think so. I think it'll take a lot of those halves away.
I think it would get us more threes.
Yeah, he's right. I think you should stick to four. Make four the best, three a movie you would go see. If you give a movie a two, that means you wouldn't see it. If you give a movie a one, it means it's a piece of crap.
That's the scale.
If you give a movie a three, it's a great movie.
Yeah,
Give a movie a four, it's a triumph. It's an Oscar contender.
Leonard Maltin's scale, he does one through four, but also bomb. Now, you should reserve that. That's technically giving yourself $5. Or a zero, exactly.
And don't be afraid to go out on a limb if there's a movie that you don't think we'll like.
Right.
That you like. Because I know that during my... I email Charlie sometimes, and we had an email going this week when we were discussing... who's that director?
Jerry Bruckheimer. He's the producer.
Right. He makes movies that...
I love Jerry Bruckheimer.
Critics hate his movies. It's like The Rock, Gone in 60 Seconds, Armageddon.
Coyote Ugly.
Yeah. And I took your advice, and I really liked it, Charlie.
You like Coyote Ugly?
As you wrote to me in the email, as close to soft porn as you're going to find.
Geeky porn as you will find.
Yeah,
really.
I put Barabo on a bar I could take every day.
I have my Friday night. There you go.
Now, anyway, this is no stellar achievement. I mean, you'll laugh at parts, but the sex that these four or five women exude, and they all, when they're on the bar splashing in water and pouring water on each other, dancing, it's
pretty hot.
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, part of the email conversations that Charlie and I had were along this guy's movie, saying, you know, most people don't like these movies. It's okay if Charlie likes the movie to come on and say that he likes it. I mean, he's going to get his balls busted. But if a movie's bad, tell us if you think the movie's bad. That was the whole point
of the dialogue, that it's your opinion, not what you think I'll think or what Mike will think or what the people listening will think.
So could we conceivably bill him as the new and improved Charlie Stossel?
There's very little improvement that you could do, but if that's what you would like.
Well, you know, Charlie, it's always great to say new and improved in the broadcasting business.
Done.
Very good.
Charlie, but one thing never changes.
Nothing changes in this.
You get mail.
Yes, I do.
And your letter today is from the pool cleaner.
Deuce Bigelow again.
Now, I don't pre-read them. Can't tell you if it's any good or not.
He's ready to bore me.
Dear Don and Mike, I was in Washington, D.C. last weekend when I ran into Charles Stossel and his new girlfriend, Stephanie, at the MCI Center.
Ooh. You know, he doesn't pull any punches, though. He dives right into your open wound.
Charlie graciously asked me to sit next to him and his girlfriend in his nosebleed seats at the hockey game. It was hard to see the hockey action because a huge pillar blocked 90% of our view. Charlie was bragging he was able to get these crappy seats by helping Lil Bobby sell the most Boy Scout cookies in Troop 69. See, the thing is, this guy works in all the people in Stossel's life.
He's paying attention.
Everybody.
Apparently, Charlie had several young boys working with Lil Bobby in order to secure the hockey seats. In order to motivate the small lads to sell the most cookies, Charlie threatened to give each child a full bath scrubbing and a thorough rinsing if they did not pull their weight. Needless to say, these poor little kids worked their asses off in sheer terror in order to avoid the dreaded washcloth. Anyway, after the hockey game, Charlie boasted he was going to take the three of us to a fancy restaurant called the Iron Skillet. Charlie proudly boasted we could order anything on the menu. I began to order Eggs Benedict when I noticed Charlie nervously searching into his pocket to see if he had enough food stamps to cover the tab. To ease the situation, I simply ordered an English muffin and some ice water, which brought a sigh of relief to Forehead Boy. While having dinner with Charlie and his new girlfriend, I noticed that Stephanie was dribbling food.
He's going over the line.
Dribbling food down into her... Wait a minute, hold on. Dribbling food down into her matted chest hair. Due to the paralysis of the left side of her face. Don't get me wrong, Charles. She seemed nice with her Mona Lisa smile and her Bob Hope ski slope nose, which constantly drained mucus snot into her Caesar salad.
Why are you laughing at me?
He's hitting all the bases today. I'm sorry.
I thought it was a sweet gesture the way Charlie was holding her chip-discolored talons while simultaneously wiping her food droppings and mucus fluid with the other hand.
Over the line.
He always does.
Kooky kids were getting along great as Charlie stroked her reddish, straw-like hair, which came out in sweaty clumps. And also massaged her varicose veins, which resembled the Rand McNally roadmap.
Oh, my God.
After dinner, Charlie suggested we go to a nightclub to do some dancing. Charlie can sure gut a rug as he was performing the jitterbug out of the dance floor. His angel flights were flying everywhere as Charlie was gyrating his hips like a madman. His massive forehead was starting to glisten while the patient makeup that Charlie was wearing.
This is one of his better efforts.
While the foundation makeup that Charlie was wearing was beginning to streak, the stench of high karate was wafting throughout the club. Stephanie tried to keep up with Charlie, but her club foot was slowing her down. And one of her purple veins also popped, and she began leaking fluid down her leg. It got so bad that Charlie slipped on the goo with his platform shoes and took a header on the dance floor.
Platform shoe.
Charlie finally stopped crying. Some employees at the club insisted that he and his basket case of a girlfriend leave immediately. Sincerely, Pat Moore.
Oh, my goodness. You got him today, Pat. I'm looking at him.
I'm not pissed. You know what I would like to know? When was the last time Pat Morris got laid?
Whoa!
My guess would be it's yours. Pat, you know what I'm going to do tonight, Pat? I'm going to have sex all night long, you son of a bitch. Bring him to me. I will fly him. You want a boxing match out front? I will take him out front and And that, Mike, is true.
Oh, boy, I'm entertained. I hope our listeners are as entertained as I am right now.
The paragraph that stands out.
Yes.
While having dinner with Charlie and his new girlfriend, I noticed that Stephanie was dribbling food into her matted chest hair.
Out of bounds.
Due to the paralysis of the left side of her face.
Oh, Stephanie is out of bounds, and little Bobby is out of bounds.
And that's why he goes right for them.
Right.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
Here's your fan mail this week, Charlie.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
I'm in a little bit of pain right now. That's funny.
From Pat Morse, who incidentally always puts a return address. Do you want it?
Yes, I do.
There you go.
There you go.
For your collection of fan mail.
Fire off a letter to him, Charlie.
Oh, all right, Charlie. What's new this week? How many you got? You got two movies.
This week.
And everybody, get ready to be wowed for the new and improved, no holds barred, Charlie Stossel movie review.
The toughest critic in the business.
Here he is.
Right on.
Ready to kick some ass.
The first one we have is Exit Wounds.
And this is Steven Seagal?
Steven Seagal.
He's back?
Come back.
Is he fat?
He's lost a little bit of weight.
Does he have a ponytail?
No, no ponytail.
Is he wearing one of those big sofas?
Kind of.
Does he have, like, a Nehru jacket on?
Kind of.
Does he talk like that?
Yes.
Gee, drive
it. It's the squinched together eyes and the monotone voice the whole time. In this movie, he is Shocker, a cop.
I'm a cop.
Who's a bad cop. Well, not a bad cop. He's an unruly cop. No one can control this guy. He goes nuts.
He's crazy.
He does the law his own way.
Wow. He is the modern-day Charles Bronson.
He wishes he were the modern-day Charles Bronson.
That's an insult to Charles Bronson.
I understand it is, but that's what I'm comparing him to.
Two movies that I thought were of a decent quality, Under Siege.
Under Siege with Tommy Lee Jones.
That's a great. That's the best Steven Seagal movie.
Executive Decision, which he had a very small part. This is the Kurt Russell movie.
Oh, right, where they hijacked the airplane, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Those two movies... right up there. This one, I could take a dump on, and it would be better with the dump on it.
Wow! Listen to this.
Listen, this man's making a fist.
Someone's got some hair on his balls this week.
It's good marketing, because they're you know, marketing to the young kids that this fine young man, DMX, is in the film.
Well, you don't like DMX?
He's a fine, upstanding citizen, I'm sure.
Oh, so he's being sarcastic.
You're dissing DMX now?
He's in the movie, and they market it like this is a partnership. They're both in equal. Well, DMX doesn't show up until 45, 50 minutes into the movie, and his role, while it's significant...
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. You know, I bet you pass the stone today if you keep dancing like that.
I like DMX.
Good for you.
I like his music.
He's a fine young man.
What do you think? Is he a bad man?
In this movie, he's a bad man who kind of helps Steven Seagal discover who robbed the fine police precinct where he works, where they beat the hell out of everybody, who took all the cocaine.
All right, how many porcelain dolls do you give this movie?
One.
One.
And you want to make it one of your new Rob bombs?
No.
Okay. So the movie's
worse. But it has a good opening scene, good action in the opening scene.
All right. So this is a one, which means it's not a good movie.
This movie blows.
Will this be the kind of movie that maybe tanks him for a while?
Oh, no. It'll do okay. Okay first weekend.
All right. You know what? I was reading somewhere here where somebody in this newspaper today says that they expected this.
10 to 12 million, I bet.
Steven Seagal movie they think is going to be. Hold on. The Hollywood Reporter says they predict the Steven Seagal movie will open number one at the box office this weekend.
No, it hasn't. He has competition this week in Enemy at the Gates.
Which is what?
Which is based on...
Oh, that looks fantastic.
Based on a World War II...
Was this with Ed Harris?
Yeah.
Yes, Ed Harris plays a German soldier.
A sniper, right? Right.
Ray Fiennes' brother, who was in Shakespeare in Love.
Right. The guy that was... he was with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah. Joseph, thank you, Rob.
Joseph.
And Jude Law, who was in Talented Mr.
He is dreaming.
They are...
He sure is.
Jude
really
Law
is. Great eyes. Jude lays down the law.
He does indeed. He can lay down the law around me anytime.
He's a Russian sniper.
Yes, he is.
Who...
Snipe me.
He's a very good shot.
You know what? Rob doesn't like him, though. Because for the longest time, Rob thought his name was Jude Law.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Dear. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know Rob. Hey, he has issues.
I'm glad that
you
Rob...
You try to straighten him out all the time.
Good for you. You should.
Rob Spivak.
So, in this movie, the Russians are getting just the crap beaten out of them in Stalingrad. The type of troops where they throw you in the battle and either you're going to die trying to kill the Germans, or if you turn around and retreat, the officers are going to start, the Russian officers are going to, your own officers are going to pick you off. So you, it's just, it's nuts what they were doing down in Stalingrad. But this one guy starts giving the Russian army hope that they can beat the Germans because he is just picking off Germans right and left. And this big myth surrounds them. Thus comes in Ed Harris as a German, their best sniper, to find him. And little by little, these two guys find out...
Don't go too far with
it. Not going. They find out more and more about each other to what is... Eventually, they want to meet each other.
Okay, hold on. I'm stopping. The tedious plot summary here.
Good photography.
Now, I watched the trailers of this, and you just
not,
take that one little step
it's
into...
It's not
that.
Saving Private Ryan as far as the realism of the war, but it ranks right up there.
It looks like, loaded with World War II special effects.
Especially at the beginning. The first hour or so, it's really into the action. I would say that if you like U-571, if you like a movie like Sergeant York, which this really is a lot like, you will like this movie.
What
I was thoroughly entertained.
What if you like a movie like Sergeant Bilko?
Not quite. With no Steve Martin appearance.
Okay. All right, how many dollars you give this?
A good three.
Three.
Absolutely. Okay. I would go see this movie.
So to translate... This movie, Ed Pollock, it's a good
Ed
movie.
Pollock
was Ed Harris.
I'm sorry, Ed Harris.
Ed Harris.
Enemy at the Gates.
Enemy
Ed
at the
Pollock.
Gates.
Ed Pollock.
Ed Pollock.
And the Steve Seagal movie
is awful.
Sucks ass.
Well, it's typical Seagal. If you've seen one of his movies, you've seen them all, except for the two that we had talked about that were decent.
Hey, I'm going to blow you away.
All right, Charlie, as always, there are calls for you.
Oh.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Hey.
Charlie.
Hi.
Yo, I saw that movie last night, the Seagal one, Exit Wounds.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, you're completely wrong. That movie is excellent. Seagal, the fighting is great. The action sequence.
I think the action in the first scene, very well done. But it's the typical Seagal stick up his ass while he's walking and that monotone voice. You've seen it all before. And these are the guys that made last year about the same time this movie called Romeo Must Die. Which
right, right. And the guy that played DMX Martin, he was in Romeo
yes,
Must
he was.
Die.
DMX
he
was in that movie, too.
Movie
but,
too.
But what I'm saying is, Romeo Must Die, the reason I brought this up, is so much of a better movie than what this is.
I don't know if I agree with you, Charlie. I mean, I just like Romeo.
This gentleman,
you know what I want
to
say?
Entitled to his opinion.
Listen to Charlie standing his ground.
Yes, let's go to him, you know Charlie Stossel.
This is like the kid.
Donnie, go this weekend, Don.
Well, you know, Bart does want to see it, so I probably will end up seeing it. But you know what? Thank you for the call. This is like...
Yes, sir. Thank you for the call.
This is like the kid who gets beat up every week, and finally this week, he's in here, he's standing up.
Fights back.
He's ready to fight.
But it was a nice exchange with that gentleman. He was polite.
This is like the kid in A Christmas Story that finally beats up Scott Farkas.
Right. Absolutely.
Ralphie. And they said, Charlie Stossel is Ralphie this week, and he's using all those cuss words.
Hello.
Charlie Stossel is Ralphie.
His little toady.
Oh, fudge.
Hey.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
Charlie is a punk. I left Galleon's 10 minutes ago with a pair of 16-ounce Everlast gloves. I'm going to come down there and pummel his ass.
Well, now why the hostility, sir?
Why do you want to fight Charlie?
Because he's a punk.
Why?
He thinks he knows everything going on with every movie that comes
absolutely
out.
Absolutely not. Everyone has their opinion.
Wrong.
You obviously have an opinion by calling, and it's a very low opinion, sir. And obviously, everything is solved by violence.
You got to see Charlie sitting there folding his hands, trying to be calm.
Trying to be calm. Anything else you'd like to come down to his level, Charlie? Go on.
I can't.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Shan't.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey. Man, Charlie's got it all wrong. I saw Exit Wounds last night. It was a good-ass movie. And on top of that, that dumb movie, Behind Enemy Gates, man, that's just about the stupidest movie I've ever seen in my life.
Did you see
it? It's about white folks that's dirty.
Ah, now he's making it a black-white thing.
It is.
It's a black... Is that what it is, sir?
Ask him.
All right.
They have this love scene. Me and my wife are sitting there like, how the hell can they kiss all over each other and stuff? And they haven't took a bath like in 6 weeks.
It's not meant to be close. Yes, and I'm sure that the fight scenes that go on, like the carjacking one in Exit Wounds, are also realistic.
You liked that, didn't you?
I said there are some very good action scenes, but Steven Seagal's acting ability is non-existent.
What about when DMX...
And DMX DMX is better in this movie than Steven Seagal, as far as acting goes.
And what about when DMX ties the belt around the gun and throws it up and shoots
those.
Well,
now you're giving away too much for the people who want to.
Now, listen, get out of here. Goodbye. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Charlie, what do you think of Tom Hanks getting another Oscar?
I think he should.
Do you think he deserves it
Absolutely.
This year?
Absolutely.
Oh, God damn.
Absolutely. Between him and Russell Crowe.
Oh,
and I think that Tom Hanks.
Who else is nominated?
I can give you Ed Harris.
Yeah, give me who's nominated in the best.
Ed Harris,
okay,
Pollock.
Hold on. I got it. I got my Entertainment Weekly.
That's the Cher lady.
It is. And you know, some other woman was calling up pretending to be me, and I don't appreciate it.
Sing like Cher.
If I could turn back time.
Yeah. All right, go.
You bitches out there, imitate me. You can't deal with me. Okay, hold on.
You know, actually, we should do this next. The Oscars aren't this weekend. We should do this next week with Charlie.
Yes, absolutely. If we pick the Oscars.
Yeah, we'll do it.
With the new and improved Charlie Spotlight.
Let's hear who at least the five are. We won't say anything.
Well, no, you can make your pick for best actor now. Go ahead.
All
right, I got him.
All right, read them off.
Javier Bardem.
Who's that?
Before Night Falls.
Yeah.
What's that?
Small movie.
It's an art movie.
God.
And Russell Crowe.
Yeah, there's your winner right there.
Tom Hanks.
Please, he sucks.
Ed Harris. Jeffrey Rush.
Jeffrey Rush, even though Quills...
I got to go with Russell. I thought Russell Crowe was fantastic.
He's outstanding.
I thought he was outstanding, too. But Tom Hanks, solo in the middle of that movie, carried
Will Dodd!
Ed Harris.
Please.
Not enough people have seen that movie where Ed Harris has a chance.
Overrated.
Tom Hanks and Russell Crowe.
He's sticking with it.
Tom Harris. Now I call him Tom Harris.
Tom Harris Crowe.
Right. The Gladiator guy wins the Oscar.
Jeffrey Tom Harris Crowe.
Right.
Jeffrey Tom Harris Crowe.
Whatever. All right. Thank you, Charlie.
That's it. Oh,
you're angry, Don. You're off the hook. What?
You're angry.
Well, I'm angry because I'm screwing up the name.
Oh, okay.
I'm not angry at you.
All right, guys. See you later.
I'm mad at you, Charlie. He's mad at the dirt.
I'm happy with your performance today.
Very good.
Here we go. Very opinionated.
Very strong. He'll try to pick up his self-esteem on the rest of the weekend.
Strong like bully is Charlie Stossel.
Man, got to give props to old Pat Morris this week.
Yeah, oh, great letter.
That was one of his best efforts.
Absolutely. Well, you want to defend Stossel?
Well, I want to defend his opinion about the DFX movie and the Enemy at the Gates movie. The guy called in, and he was a little upset that Charlie took the side that Enemy at the Gates was probably a little better movie he didn't like. Like, the BMX movie wasn't very fresh. You know, the Enemy of the Gates movie, they took a lot of artistic license, but it is based, in fact, about two actual people that actually fought in the war. The BMX movie is based on nothing.
Okay, thank you.
Right, and I thought it's a Steven Seagal movie.
It is, but DMX is
in it, so, you know.
He's getting a lot of billing, too.
Right.
And unlike Charlie, I like DMX. I'm fond of black people.
I'd like to see more DMX on DVD.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi. I was calling to speak to Charlie because I feel so bad for the poor guy.
As do we. However week we feel awful that you people put him through this.
Well, I was calling to let him know and to let everyone know I, too, saw the Seagal movie and it sucked ass.
All right, thank you, honey.
Husky language from the pretty young.
All right. Goodbye now.
Bye.
Goodbye. Well, that's why we have him on the show.
Yeah.
You know, nobody is in the middle on Charlie. They either write him letters saying that his girlfriend has matted chest hair and a club foot.
And drools.
Or they love him. Or they love his movie reviews.
Yes, he's a lightning rod.
Hold on. What is this? Charlie isn't objective. Goddamn, people got opinions on Charlie Stossel. Hello?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that Charlie's not very objective because he didn't like a story about himself because his girlfriend and boyfriend was in it.
I don't think that had anything to do with his movie reviews today.
Yeah, well, that probably is the same with his movie reviews.
And I would also tell you that objectivity is the last thing you want in a movie reviewer.
Right? Hey, you want his opinion.
Yeah, there you go. I'm glad you're back, Don. It was Mike Penn of Flounders there without you.
Oh, come on.
That's why, sir, I know the definition of the word objective.
I got nothing but fantastic. Hello.
How many hangs there?
Well, goodbye. We'll F you.
Dick.
Well, then F you.
F you.
Well, F you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, my brothers. What's up?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I want to ask you, did he review 3,000 Miles to Graceland?
That might have been one of the weeks we didn't have him on.
Hey, did you all see it? Because I saw it Wednesday night.
Kurt Russell movie?
Yeah, Kevin Costner.
It is a great movie. I got to tell you, it was fantastic.
All right, well, you're an idiot.
Thank you.
Hey, it's not funny.
No, I just, I've heard from a lot of people it sucks, and I like Kurt Russell and I like Elvis, but...
No, did you see it?
No.
No, it's really good.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Man, I tell you, Charlie Stossel causing a lot of controversy.
He sure does.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
By the way, what?
Stossel's a pussy.
Stossel's a pussy. Another strong opinion.
Boy, lots of opinions.
All right, thank you, my friend.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Hey.
You know, I don't know. I know I say this every once in a while. I don't know what it turned in from a guy who's simply coming in to review movies once a week.
He's got a lot of personality, and he brings it to the show.
He sure does. And that was a great letter this week, if you're listening, Pat Morris. It really pissed him off. And it was really funny.
It was.
We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building. Great.
America's most happening hate mongers, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, bring the girl in, please, Charlie. Got another girl to be measured.
All right.
For Monday's Breast-a-thon. Keep keeping track of the picks made by the dog. Remember, we had a dog pick the first round.
Yeah, and a baby.
And a baby pick the second round of the NCAAs. Of the games that have played thus far today, the dog's batting 500. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Charlotte beat Tennessee.
That's big. I think it might be an upset.
Yes, it is. Gonzaga beat Virginia,
right?
Dog predicted that.
Sure.
Florida beat West Kentucky. Dog predicted that,
right?
And Arizona beat Eastern Illinois 101-76. Now I point this out because there's that douchebag who said that none of our final four teams selected by the dog and by the baby would make it.
Right.
And Arizona is one of our teams that the dog and the baby picked to be in the Final Four.
And Arizona is one of the teams that's favored to get to the Final Four. And the guy called yesterday all cocky, and it's nice to see that Arizona is beginning to make its way through the NCAAs.
Absolutely. So that's where we stand. There's plenty more games tonight and all this weekend. And on Monday's show, we're having a bunch of flat-chested girls come down. They're going to be measured. They're going to be photographed. And they're going to start taking an herbal remedy called
Nubust,
and they're going to take it for 30 days, and it grows breasts. It makes the breast the cup size bigger.
Right. Yeah, you can grow your breast 8-9 cup sizes by just taking this product.
Well, maybe at least the cup size.
Right.
And it's a 3-month experiment with the girls taking the pills, and they'll be coming in once a month to be photographed and to be measured. And of course, Lisa's not doing it as she had said she would, and Lane is not doing it as she said she would.
Right.
But as it turns out, there's plenty of regular, good old-fashioned girls who listen to the show who want to participate.
Very good.
And here's one of them right now. Hi, what's your name?
Mary.
And you know what, again?
I'm so nervous.
Another very attractive woman. I cannot believe how good-looking these women are that are participating in this study.
It's amazing.
This study. Yes. I like it now. I finally called it a study.
That's correct, doctor.
All right.
I feel like a really bad girl, though.
You feel like a bad girl?
Really bad.
Well, that's a good thing. That's not always a bad thing. That's,
okay.
All right.
I see a ring on your finger. You married? You engaged?
Happily married.
Happily married.
Don't worry. Yeah, we're very safe. Don't worry. You are looking around the room like you're in no danger here. None whatsoever.
Well, see, it was my husband that told me that you guys were doing
this. See, this is like the second or third girl who said that her husband asked her to come down and
I've
do this.
I've been begging for augmentation, and my poor husband, he says that he will do it. He'll pay for it for me, but I have to still want it next year.
So that's the way it goes. Year. You see, when a woman will come in and say, my husband told me to come down here, it's a difficult thing for us to envision that, you know, you're sitting down there having dinner with your husband and goes, hey, I heard Don and Mike talking about big boobs. You ought to go down there. I mean, that's just kind of, and it's interesting, but if you're always talking about wanting to have bigger breasts, then that makes a little bit of sense.
Yes.
Right. What size bra do you currently wear?
A 36B.
36B. She might be like the Dolly Parton of this contest thus far.
Absolutely.
It's a water bra. So see, like, if it actually increased to a size, what it looks like right now is what it would be.
Okay, so the water bra, that's the new bra, right?
Well, what's a water bra?
That's the one...
You want to touch it?
I don't think Frida would let me. Well, if she'd let me touch it, you could take it off.
Okay, well, I'll just show you. Okay. I'm doing it the nice way.
It's a new product, right?
Well, yeah, it's like Fredericks of Hollywood. It's like has water, like gel on the inside.
Let me pass it over. Let me see.
See, now I can see.
All right.
I had a cute little bust when before I got pregnant, and then
yeah,
I got it pregnant.
It's got
then.
Like
gel in it.
It's smelling it.
Of course.
Can I have it back, please?
Of course, I'm just smelling the inside.
Of course.
There you go. You want to feel, Mike? It feels like it's got little...
like jelly inside it.
Yes.
Like, there's people walking by the window. Can you...
Yeah, boy, Robbie, would you go stand outside the window so no one sees it with the top off? It
seems to have a very firm underwire.
I think it's...
Yeah, who did that? Who's running around out there? Knock it off.
All right, well, then Rob is standing guard now so no one in the window can see.
Okay.
Very good.
So, Rob, where are you? So now we need you to take your shirt off.
Okay, can I, like, face this way? Do I have to face this way?
Well, you face this way so Mike and I can see you.
None of those people can see.
No, Rob?
I don't understand how bad I feel.
Rob, no traffic either way.
My daughter's going to ask me when she gets older.
Can you tell her you got a breast? Your nice, big, beautiful breast through an experiment. Now, do other members...
I'm walking by.
Ma'am?
No, Rob,
stop. Don't laugh at me, okay? Because I'm very self-conscious.
Don't calm down a little bit. Do other members of your family have big breasts?
No, we're all small-busted.
Okay, all right. Let's see what happens.
So
right.
It's everybody in the family.
All right.
Okay.
Now, why would... Now, look at this. Why would we laugh?
Well, see, look...
No, that is not a laughable set of boobs.
Before I had the baby, they were like this, right? And then
right.
After I had the baby... And they were small, but they were cute because they were perky. Uh-huh. Now I have two fried eggs hanging on nails, and they
you do not.
I need it fixed.
You know what?
I need it fixed. If
one
I
of the things.
Augmentation, I would be so happy.
Whoa!
I'm serious. I would be so happy with augmentation.
Really?
Yes. I want
to. One of the things that the lady said that's doing this new bus product said for women that have had babies that this can really improve firmness and it can lift them up and it can do all those things. So we're going to wait and see what happens.
I want augmentation. Okay, hurry up. Do this. Get over.
Okay, right, listen,
very good.
As far as the other women who have come in for this contest,
you might have the biggest breasts in the contest.
You're stacked.
Really?
Yeah, compared to the other girls who
you might have
come
the biggest.
Down.
In fact, you do have the biggest breasts in the contest.
I would like
hold on, Lisa's not done yet. There's one more measurement.
You've got to measure over the nipples.
Over your nipples.
Here we go.
This is the one we always like watching.
It's cold.
It's rather erotic.
In here?
It's very cold in here.
My poor husband. I love you, honey.
All right, Lisa, what are the sizes there?
33 and a half.
Uh-huh.
Over top.
All right, and B, that's your B cup, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 33 and a half, that's the biggest we've had thus far.
So, I mean, it could be a 34C, and by the end of this, 3 months, we'll see what happens.
Augmentation and B.
No, you see, we're not doing that. We're not doing the augmentation
game. I know that, but, if this helps and this, makes it look...
Wouldn't you prefer something like this so you don't do the augmentation?
Exactly. That's exactly why I'm
right.
All right, beautiful. We'll get out of here. We'll see you Monday.
Thank you.
Good luck. When we're going to get our 3 month supply of pills for all of the girls.
There she goes.
They will all strip down, topless. They will all take their first pill together on the show on Monday.
Right.
And we're going to photograph them.
Mm-hmm.
And then with their permission, without their head showing.
Right.
We're going to put their breasts up on the website. We'll have to do that thing where we put the blue dots over the nipple, like they did during when that Kennedy kid did whatever he did.
Right, absolutely.
So that you can at least see the size of the breasts, and then 30 days later you'll be able to check in and see if they've grown, and then another 30 days, and another 30 days.
We've got all the measurements, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. We're very psyched about this little experiment.
Yeah, I think we've got plenty of girls. I think we might have... more than enough girls now.
Yeah, she might be an alternate because we have six girls and one alternate now. So the girls that are coming down now, the total experiment is with six women. That's the way I understand it.
And it's the smallest boobs that will get to play the game.
Absolutely.
She might be, SOL.
Yeah.
But it depends. Because a lot of times we have girls that sign up for stuff and then they don't come down.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, if we do have a full complement, I don't know if they can add one more to it or not. I'm not sure how that works.
Why not? What, it's 90 extra pills.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's a Charlie Broyhill thing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Just calling to let you know that new bus that you're talking about here, my wife tried that, and it worked wonders.
Really?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I didn't know what it was called at the time. It would be my mother-in-law, who is into the herbal medicines and the health food and all of that. She told my wife about it, and my wife tried it. She was like a 36 BC border, and now she's a pretty healthy 36 D.
All right,
this was quite a while ago, and to the best of my knowledge, she doesn't take them anymore.
Wow. I didn't know that had been one question the girls had, is when I stop taking the pills, will the boobs shrink?
Mm-hmm.
My wife's having. I can't speak for everybody, but my wife's having.
Well, it's going to be fun to be along for the ride on this experiment.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Don about his kidney stones. I've had a vast experience, and I wanted to ask him a question related to Superman and kidney stones.
Let me see if he's here. Don?
Yes, Mike.
There's someone on the phone that says they have vast experience with kidney stones, and they want to ask you a kidney stone Superman question. Do you want to take the call?
Will you screen the call for me, please?
Yeah, hold on a second. You want to talk about kidney stones, sir?
Yeah, I want to talk about kidney stones.
And then something about Superman. What about Superman?
Yeah, Mike, it's about what would Superman do if he got kidney stones.
Hold on just a second. Don!
Yes, Mike.
The call is going to be, what about Superman? What would he do if he got kidney stones? Do you want to take the call?
No, tell the guy, because the answer would be, it would just be like when Superman shoots his load.
Sir?
Yes.
Don can't take the call now, but he said it would be just like Superman shooting his load.
Really?
That's what it would be like. So that's the answer to your question. But unfortunately, at this juncture, we're not going to be able to put the call in the air.
Tell him I said thanks for calling, though.
Gosh darn.
Don said thanks for calling, though.
I heard that.
Okay.
And thank you, Mr. O'Mara.
My pleasure. Always, always glad to help.
Absolutely.
Have a happy weekend.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right, goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye.
Terrific.
I mean, because we've already established that if Superman was to ejaculate, that Superman could, it would go through a wall. I mean, so I got to think a kidney stone would simply travel farther, but it would have virtually the same effect as Superman's ejaculation.
He would probably be able to pass the kidney stone with such a velocity that it might not hurt him that bad. He would just get it out of there real quick. It wouldn't be that slow, agonizing trip down the urinary tract.
And you know what else? I bet that Superman could pass a kidney stone, shoot it out of his wet thing, and with his super speed, jump in front of it and catch him.
Stop. Yeah, sure. With a strainer.
Yes. Well, now it would have to be a very, very...
titanium strainer.
Yeah. That will have to be like a kryptonite strainer, actually.
You know what? That would be really cool. What if the kidney stone was made of kryptonite?
Hey, there's another girl here. Bring her in.
All right. Fantastic. All right.
We got one more girl.
Because if it was just the right size piece of kryptonite, it could equalize him. It could make him a man.
Make him mortal.
It could mortalize him.
It would be incredible.
Let's bring this next girl in, because we got to get to our Friday favorite, which is coming up next. Hello, girl.
Girl.
Where's the girl?
Girl.
The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
She's gone.
I watched a good Superman and Lois today. So I didn't have to drive carpool today.
Lois and Clark?
Yeah. What did I call it?
Superman and Lois.
But yeah, well, same thing.
Yeah,
you know, the Dean Cain. That's another plead in your case.
Dean Cain.
It was one where, as a matter of fact, Superman's talking about knocking up Lois Lane. Because now they're married, and Lois knows that he's Clark.
Right.
And they're concerned about what Clark's sperm might do to Lois.
Very cool.
Yeah. Mm. Although they don't bring up the question of, Superman ejaculating inside Lois and possibly, blowing holes in her.
Yeah. And that's probably a little too sensitive for them to address on this
show. Right. Only on this show. Hi, what's your name? Come here. Step up. Step up, please.
Alex.
Alex.
Hi, Alex. Another pretty, pretty woman.
And another sister.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
I like
fantastic.
This. This is a multiracial contest we have going. Experiment, excuse me.
I've listened to you guys since 1985.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. For ages.
That's a long time.
I know. I love you to death.
Oh, we love you. How old are you, honey?
I'm 30-ish.
30, all right, 30-ish.
30-ish,
gotcha.
Nice.
What size bra do you wear now?
34A.
Ah, another 34A. You'd be happy going up a size?
Well, I wear it because that's the smallest size they make.
I see. So you're looking to get a cup or maybe a cup and a half out of this.
Definitely.
Just like a recipe.
I'd love to.
All right, well then take your shirt off, please, and we'll see what's happening. You know, the way I think we're going to have to do this on Monday is if we have too many girls, the smallest girls are going to be the girls who are allowed to participate.
Yeah, that's fair. It's sad because we wish everybody could participate. It would be wonderful.
Okay, she's taking off her shirt now. And she's another cute girl.
I mean, really, this contest, and I keep calling it a contest, it's not.
It's an experiment.
It's an experiment. Is just filled with gorgeous women.
Well, I hope it works on me.
We do, too.
We
absolutely.
Do too. We'd like nothing better than for you to be happy.
Once again, it's a little cold in here. Absolutely. Now, they look very perky.
Okay, now you got to lift up your shirt, though.
All right, here we go.
Yep, yeah,
lift it up.
Here we
surprise,
go.
Surprise.
Lift it up.
All the way.
Come on.
Come on.
There they are.
Well, now.
Okay. Very nice.
Yeah. You know what? Okay, they're small, but they're nice.
Yeah. Every. Yeah. I hate to say every set of breasts. Every set of breasts we've seen have been perky and nice.
They're pretty.
And the last lady had, you know, a nice handful there.
She did. Lisa's now measuring around the nipples. And Lisa, what are the measurements there?
30 and a half underneath and over across the nipples, 32.
32A.
Hey. You know, you might be one of the smallest. You might make the cut on Monday.
Good luck.
Come on down for Monday's episode.
Very good.
It was very nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you, and thanks for listening for so long.
Thank you.
How did you find the experience?
Embarrassing.
Very good.
No need to be embarrassed.
Don't worry about it.
Are you married?
Yeah.
Yeah? What did your husband think about you? Get back on the microphone for a second. What did your husband think about you doing this?
He wanted me to run up here and get it as quickly as possible.
Very good.
You know, it's another married one. It's the married guys who are telling their wives,
yeah,
go take this herbal pill.
Now, did he suggest it, or do you always talk about wanting to have bigger breasts?
Well, we always talk about it.
You always talk about it. Okay, that seems to be the theme.
Who talks about it more, though, you or him?
Probably both of us. We're both fascinated with breasts.
Ah, really?
All right. Both.
So are Mike and I.
So is Buzz.
Yes.
So is Rob.
Yes.
So is Lisa.
Fantastic. Have you seen Lisa touch her own breasts? I see she's doing it right there.
There you go.
And you just touched your own breasts.
Yeah. It's just contagious.
And me with kidney stones, I can't get aroused now.
I know. Thank God for that.
Feel that, Rob. There's nothing to feel now.
Oh, yeah,
well, that's good.
Okay. That's a really good thing.
All right.
That's a good thing for Rob and everybody in here.
Okay, well, listen, we have to break for two reasons. First, I've been drinking all my fluids. I'm going to take my strainer.
Good.
I'm going to go urinate.
Good luck.
Going to let you know if we have a winner.
Anybody have? Nobody has Friday, right?
No.
Nope. Nobody has today. So if how about if I pass it today, I get the money.
If you pass it today, we'll give you the money.
Yeah, well, there's not a chance it's coming out today.
You'll be in agony.
Yeah.
You won't care about the money.
Yeah, listen, if I pass it today, that's the end of my participation in the show today.
That's right.
I guarantee that.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to go to the bathroom with my strainer, see if the kidney stone comes out, and we'll have our Friday favorite, which I'm right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
What's up, Superman's name?
Clark Kent.
No, the actor.
Christopher Reeve.
The new one.
Dean Cain?
Right. Now, where does he work?
At the Daily Planet newspaper in Metropolis.
Hey.
I know, I'm just teasing. They're on the Warner Brothers lot.
Fine. Could you get him for me, please?
Sure.
Dean Cain and Kingsley. Listen, I just wanted to call you, congratulate you on the People's Choice gig. It's another Fleet Near Cape. And here it is, bottom line. Al Hairlip Hartman, you don't want this guy. You can't understand this guy. You don't want to be introduced as Superman, do you? Whereas I, your biggest fan, will be able to announce you as Superman. Or Dean Cain. Sure, whatever you prefer. Hello?
They'll flesh the part whenever the if they please. Don Geronimo and Michael Zara.
Oh, we don't have a winner.
Oh, man, and I'll tell you, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
You react to pain in the same way that I do. I am
embarrassed
for what you did. Now you should be embarrassed.
I am truly embarrassed.
I get angry too.
I really do.
For anybody that just tuned in, Don has just shot Rob.
Wow.
Don has just murdered Rob Spiewak.
Well, he's hurt.
It's a flesh wound.
Okay.
All right.
Jesus Christ. I'll tell you right now, empathy is an interesting thing, but when you walked in here, we were all kind of feeling that. That was, that's tough. And every time you go until this thing's over, that's what it's going to be like?
Yeah.
You know what I recommend? I know you're supposed to do one night a week, okay?
Of drinking?
Really, in all seriousness, I think you get a free pass.
Oh, God.
See?
He is in pain.
He is.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just dropped the S bomb.
Oh, man.
Perfectly understandable.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
Now, so no winner yet.
No.
You didn't win your own money.
No, the stone has not passed yet.
And thank you for using your own honor system. Because you could bring in like a piece of a grape or something and say, it was you.
No, but they, you'd know because I'd still be miserable for the rest of the show because the doctors have told me as soon as I pass this thing, it's going to be like, things are great.
Well, I'm banking on tomorrow.
All right. Well, everybody's got the beds down.
Absolutely.
Thank God. I don't think I'm going to have to pee again before the end of the show today.
Very wow. good.
Let's play our Friday favorite. And someone who I know I can relate to. Because even though I've never had them, I hear that hemorrhoids can also be very painful.
Don, how are you?
And Rush Limbaugh, I know.
Good to see you. I was listening to your excruciating pain, and I just want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I can relate. I can relate to all this pain. Everything you've gone through, I've gone through, only in a different part of my body. My hemorrhoidal tissue, ladies and gentlemen, has been excruciating to the point where I was actually on my knees in tears, crying like a small infant. I'll tell you something right now, and I say this with good authority, that hemorrhoidal tissue pain is nothing compared to what you're dealing with now.
Well, Robin Mike actually just saw me, and Jesus Christ, yes, is embarrassing. They saw me crying when I came back into the studio.
Mike did not observe any tears right now, and he looked away. So it's nothing you really want to worry about. So
okay.
Please don't concern yourself with that.
Not right.
I'm here, and I'm not. It's great to see you, though, because I'm a DJ just like you. I was Jeff Christie. Jeff Christie, a DJ extraordinaire. Fantastic. It's good to see you.
How do you deal with the hemorrhoids?
The hemorrhoids, the tissue, weak rectal tissue has run to my family. For years, all the limbos have had it, and I'll tell you right now, it's not pretty. It's not pretty at all, but I do my job because I'm a professional EIB, the EIB, excellence in broadcasting, makes me forget all about my hemorrhoidal tissue pain. I will tell you about the one on the right side, which, ladies and gentlemen, at last check, is the size of a small BMW automobile, and I'll tell you, it is such pain that every time I try to pass one of my king-size BMs, I am in the kind of agony that makes me scream like a little girl at a soccer game. I'll tell you right now, it is agony that I don't wish you or your family to go through. My hemorrhoid is so large, and of course I'm told that I would not be able to burst it because that would result in more complications. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not into being septic. I don't wish to become septic.
Hey, Rush, how many BMs a day do you have?
I'd like to talk about my BMs if I could. Ladies and gentlemen, they're huge. They're enormous, and there are four BMs a day in the Lundahl household, and they're not from anyone except me. Giant BMs that are so large, I say they rival certain breeds of horse and also certain breeds of mammal. I'll tell you right now, they're enormous. They are so large that actually I experience the pain, but I am so proud of them. I photograph all of them with a Polaroid camera. I put them in my office, and I keep them right next to my selection of ties. They are fantastic. They are no more odor than a hot biscuit. I'll tell you that right now.
Many questions for you.
No. Yes, many questions. I understand you were talking about me. You requested me to be on your program, which is something I never do. I'll tell you right now, I don't do that because it's something that I really don't like to do. But I'll tell you, I'm here now, and I will answer any questions you have. That's what I'm here to do, and I hope you don't mind me taking some time to answer them thoroughly and completely, because that's what I do.
All right, first, I had a personal issue with you. I know Mike had a personal issue.
I understand people have personal issues all the time. What are Donaldo, Jeff Christie, what are your issues?
Your love of Opus X cigars.
I understand there's a jealousy factor there. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like a fine cigar. At the end of a very, very difficult week of work, there's nothing I enjoy better than relaxing with a fantastic cigar from the Dominican Republic of French. I tell you, the Opus X's are incredible, especially after a good meal. I'd like to point out that I'm on my beefsteak tour this weekend. I'll be appearing at some of the finer steakhouses this evening. I'll be at Morton's, the Palm, also Salmon Harry's, enjoying a large piece of beef, and then of the lower tier of the steak houses tomorrow evening, I will be at Outback, Sizzler, Lone Star, and the McLean Family Restaurant. So if you'd like to see me, and we can talk beef, and then afterwards enjoy a fine cigar, I would love to do that. And I understand you, too, are an aficionado of cigars.
Well, now, let me just tell you, this is my bitch with you, and then I'll get to Mike's bitch.
I don't like that language. Please don't work blue. I understand you're doing what you do. You do what you do. I do what I do. But I'm that word. If we can lose the bitch, I'd really appreciate it, okay? Can we do that, pal?
You just said it, though.
I said it as an example. I did not say it. I did not say it as me saying it. I said I just like you to lose it. I was using an example.
Lose what?
Lose the word. And now
what's the word?
Let's just go, pal, with the B word. Okay? It's not the kind of blue language. It's not what I do. It's not what I do when I speak to large groups of people in stadiums all across the country. And it's not what I do on my radio show. I'm EIB. Oh, that right Roy.
Okay.
That right Roy right now, oh, there's just a bit of blood.
Okay, let me tell you why I'm pissed. Then why
I wear navy blue suits.
Hey, listen, could you actually put a cigar out on your hemorrhoid?
If I did that, I would probably be in more agony than passing that stone you're trying to pass. I'll tell you right now, if I tried to do that, not only would it result in a horrible infection, because down there, need I say, ladies and gentlemen, that if you do it down there and you get anything working down there, you're going to get all sorts of bacteria. I'm not a medical professional, but ladies and gentlemen, I know what pain is, and I know what infection is. I really know what infection is. Back in the days of Jeff Christie, when I was a disc jockey, there were times that I would pick women up on the phone. And I'll tell you right now, I met a woman who was in her late to mid-40s. I'm not sure exactly how old she was. I would guess probably 47, 48 years old. And I'll tell you right now, we had a brief tryst. In that time, I learned my lesson, because I'll tell you what I did, ladies and gentlemen.
What'd you do?
I contracted gonorrhea, syphilis, chlamydia, crabs, and I had a horrible rash and honeymoon cystitis, all with one tryst with that young lady who will go nameless. And I'll tell you right now, I learned my lesson valuably, but I know about infection. Because I was not able to function normally sexually for a good amount of time after that. And, of course, back then I was only a svelte 220. Of course, many of you might be familiar with my work when I ballooned up to a great 347 pounds and then lost some of it, and now I'm working very hard to gain most of it back. Those of you that watch the AT&T Pebble Beach Golf Tournament will know that I am really working hard to expand my waistline up to its former 45 inches. Thank you very much.
I know it's a two-prong question. Why we have this bitch with you.
Sure.
That.
Oh, there you go again. Well, if you want to wear blue, there's nothing I can do. I'm in your arena. I respect that. I respect that, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to wear blue, fine. Just remember, it's coming from this man over here. This man, Don Geronimo, not coming from me, Rush Limbaugh.
Jeff Christie.
Jeff Christie.
The brand of cigar that I like, Opus X, the hardest cigar to find in the world.
The Fuente. Opus X, a fabulous treat. A treat for anyone. I urge women to smoke them also. And anyone knows me that listens to my politics, you know, I'm anti-woman in a very big way. But I urge you to light up one of those Fuente Opus X if you get your hands on it.
You know, I'm lucky if I got 10 of them in my humidor. I understand that you go to these auctions where you drop like $100,000 at once, and you pick up like 10,000 of these cigars at a clip.
I love them. They are so delicious. It's like having a cup of hot cocoa. That's the kind of cigar they are. Let me tell you something, Don. Can I tell you something, Don?
What?
I'm going to tell you how much I love these cigars. Sometimes there's no better time to enjoy a Fuente Opus X cigar than after a lovely steak dinner. And a lot of times that's the best time, and they taste better right after a steak dinner. So conceivably, if I'm out on a long evening and I want another cigar that's going to taste best, I will put my finger down my throat, regurgitate my meal that I've previously eaten, go to another steakhouse, and light up another Fuente Opus X right after the evening meal. It is fantastic, and I know what I'm talking about, because anyone that listens to me knows that I know everything I'm talking about, and I'm an expert on many subjects.
All right, now here's Mike's pitch with you. Mike is a golf fanatic.
A golf fanatic.
And
well,
I know
God bless him. That's fantastic.
It pisses him off.
Also, yes, sir.
To see you playing in the Pro-Am, to see you playing in the Bob Hope.
Absolutely, yes. I play in all those golf tournaments, and I'm very proud of the progress I'm making. I am currently a 38 handicap. And I'll tell you right now, there's nothing I enjoy than getting out there on the grass and just taking a whack at one of those little white balls. It's fantastic right now. The other day, I took a 9 on a par 3, and I never felt more alive. It was absolutely fantastic, and I really enjoy playing with the crowds. You know, they all love me, AIB, and me. They want to see me, and AIB, it means so much to me.
All right, now, Rush, now that we've gotten past the personal point.
Hold on just a second, will you please?
Yeah.
Just have to do a little rearranging, because all this talk, you know, and you've got another fellow broadcaster in the room, you just have to rearrange those shorts. And I'll be honest, my boxers, which have color patterns designed by my wife, incidentally, have ridden up almost to the point where I think they're in my small intestine. Hold on just a second here. I'm just going to pull those out. Here.
Oh. Can you wipe yourself?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I wasn't always able to. Did you see me at the golf tournament? I was a little svelter than I used to be. There was a time when I had to use salad tongs to get the tissue back where it needed to be to do the business, and it was a very, very tedious process. And I bring a big briefcase that shows that I'm a businessman and not Jeff Christie DJ. And I have a big briefcase, and it would be filled with different tongs of varying sizes and grip pressures.
Okay, now, what I'm going to do is...
Yeah.
We're going to go to a commercial break.
That's a good idea. You have to pay the bills. Absolutely.
And
I'm
going to...
Essential. I'm all for big business.
I'm going to speak with you off the record. In private.
Off the record and private, I can do that. Yes, sir.
About your politics.
My politics, absolutely. Yeah, there'll be no problem.
While we are on the air, before we break...
Sure.
You firmly believe...
Yep.
Everything you espouse on your show, you're
absolutely
Republican.
I'm a card-carrying Republican, and I'm proud to be a Republican and a conservative, and I wish that the country would come around in totality to my point of view. Because I believe in my point of view, ladies and gentlemen. I feel that the conservative Republican point of view is extremely important to the future of this country. And I sure hope that everyone will share my point of view.
I will, You've heard it from Rush Limbaugh. Let's break, and Robbie, tell me when we're off. Let's break.
And square for 6 minutes.
All right, we got to...
Oh. Hold on. Yeah. Hi, how you doing, Don? I'll tell you right now.
Rush, sometimes we're monitored on closed circuit here in the building, so you can't drop the S-bomb.
I can't say things. Okay, I understand.
But just between you and I.
May I sit?
Yeah, have a seat.
Sorry, are we in commercial break?
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Oh, I'll tell you, I'm in D.C. for just... a little wild, and I'm really looking forward to going out and meeting some chicks. I'm married, but I don't care. You got any good hookers around here? Anything like that?
Could you give me some of those cigars? Could you get Mike on a good golf course?
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, no problem.
Now, listen, what is this crap with your show? I got a theory. Because I know.
What a scam, huh?
You're a disc jockey like me. And
Jeff Christie. I was a DJ a long time.
Yeah, you worked at... Q14 in Pittsburgh, right?
Q14 Pittsburgh, yeah, a long time ago. Now that's before I did the Politics Act, which caught on like wildfire. I tell you, that act is it's a fantastic act, isn't it?
Listen, you really pull it off, but it's total crap, right?
Oh my God, absolutely. Did I mention to you that I'm a communist?
No.
Card carrying.
No, come on.
No, I believe in socialism. It's I think it's the only real way that people are eventually going to get along together. But I'll tell you, socialism isn't going to get my ratings points up. So I go with what people want, the simple things that's what they can digest. You know, they can digest that type of stuff, and that's what I'm doing it.
What do you think of your listeners? The people who listen to your show?
Thick. I mean, oversized foreheads, the whole nine yards, the slackers, the dullards. Kids who didn't pay attention in school, but they eat it up. I just trowel it out every day. You know, George W. And I trowel it out, and they just eat it up. They lap it up. And you know what I like the most, and what makes me feel extremely powerful, is that they actually parrot what I say. You know, if I say it, they're going to say it to other people. And I bet just it's enormously gratifying, but there's a tinge of guilt that it's not the real me, that it's really just a bunch of crap, you know, which it really is. I mean, it's a book, it's a handbook. I actually wrote a business plan. You know, this is the kind of personality I will be. It's amazing to me how dumb people are to believe it. You know, I mean, I've been doing it for years, and the best thing for me really is when we're not in power. You understand what I mean? When the Republicans are not in power, it's better for me to have somebody in there that I can just target. And now with the Republican Congress and the Republican Senate and the Republican presidency, I tell you, it's really driving me nuts.
I know you
another
used
angle. I wish I was doing the Democratic guy.
You used to bang. How long, Rob?
2 minutes.
All right, we got 2 minutes.
All right.
Just tell me this. You used to go real hard on Clinton, but really.
Yep. Oh, he's a good guy.
In truth?
Oh, fantastic human being.
You've met him, right?
Met him two or three times, and, I can't tell him what I do. You know, that would be, blowing the act, and he would know that, and I couldn't do that, but I'll tell you, I admire him more just about than any other president we've ever had, and I especially admire the fact that a guy can get laid in the Oval Office. I think that is, you don't have presidents that can do that. You know, Nixon never did that kind of crap. And, Nixon was so paranoid, he never got, and he got laid.
And here's a question I know Buzz would like the answer.
Sure. Hi,
how you doing?
How you doing, Ryan?
How's it going, man?
I'm good. When do we come back from commercial?
How long, Rob?
One minute. Okay. And I'm not. Yeah, I'll turn the whole thing. I'll stand up again.
You ever smoke weed?
Oh, God.
I used to. I used to. I don't anymore.
I got some right now. You want some?
Oh, no. I got to stay away from it.
Okay. All right.
I'm off it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I do. I'll tell you right now. But I shied away. Hold on. Let me look at my briefcase. Hold on a second. Nope. There's not. No, that's I don't. I'm not carrying. I'm not holding.
Do you got any Vike?
I have some prescriptions. Here we go. Let me see.
What do you got?
Ativan, Vicodin. Methadone.
Oh my God.
Look at that. I got my methadone.
You got speed?
Nope, no speed. I'm out of that.
I ate that up. I knew I was coming on your show. Absolutely. Russ, we're back on in 10.
Okay. Robbie,
give me the countdown.
All right, let's dupe them.
We're back with our guest, Rush Limbaugh.
Hello, how you doing? It's good to be back here. And I'll tell you, we were just talking some politics, and ladies and gentlemen, he's a misguided individual on a lot of subjects, but there is help for this man. I think he can come around to the point of view where he can share the conservative philosophy that's going to make this country powerful once again. And I'm very confident that you'll get on the George W. bandwagon and join us for a great leader and a great Republican Party, Don.
Now, Rush, I know we've just done a commercial. We got to do another one in 1 minute. Let me ask you.
Absolutely.
Very briefly.
Whatever you want to do.
On this show,
yeah,
we have no problem telling some of the people who listen to us, we think that they're idiots, but as long as they're listening, it's fine. Mm. Generally, we love all the people who listen.
Sure.
How do you honestly feel about your listeners?
I'll tell you, it's a love affair that's gone back a number of years. And my listeners, I think, not only the best educated and most intelligent listeners in radio, but also the best participants in radio and the politest listeners. They are so incredibly polite, and I'm not sure if politest is a word, but I'll tell you right now, their manners are impeccable, and their politics are flawless, and most of them have a good point of view. But I will tell you that I will welcome the opposing point of view if it's done in a courteous and open way. I love my listeners. They're the best, and I'll tell you, we're all going to make this country great.
And final question, 30 seconds before we have to go to station ID.
Fire away.
Your thoughts on Bill Clinton, please. Your honest thoughts on Bill Clinton as a president.
Let me say I'm glad the crook is out of there. He's a man that I just, ladies and gentlemen, have very little respect for, and I think anyone that has followed his career in the Oval Office would agree with me and know that he is not the kind of man that should be leading the United States of America. He's a criminal, in my humble opinion, and I've gone too far, perhaps, but I've got to say, ladies and gentlemen, it's true.
We got a break, Rob?
Yeah, we got a break.
We got a break. Rob, give me a countdown.
Looking forward to coming back, absolutely.
Four, our guest is Rush Limbaugh.
Two,
we'll be back.
One.
All right, we've gone to break again.
How was that? I love my listeners.
Amazing.
What a bunch of crap.
Okay.
Oh, trowel it on.
And listen, would you mind playing this game, Low Budget Jeopardy?
Yeah, I gotta blow out of here. We got some lovelies that are coming down to the hotel for cocktails, but I can do what you need.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to play this game, Low Budget Jeopardy. What was that?
That was just a happy pill.
Oh.
A ground-up happy pill.
Oh.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Okay.
All right, fantastic.
Gotcha. How can you be so fat if you still take all these pills and stuff?
I eat tons of food. I love my food. I really love my food. Not steakhouses, though. I really like to eat.
What?
Well, okay, need I tell you? I like to eat at the Y.
Oh, yeah.
I love to eat at the Y. As a matter of fact, it's my favorite sexual activity. I could eat all night long.
Okay.
That's what I really like eating.
All right, Rush, we have to do a hard station break now. Hold on, we're coming back on. Robbie,
yeah, no problem.
We are back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Rush, we're back. 5 seconds for local stations. Would you please identify this as the Don and Mike Show?
This is the Don and Mike Show. Misguided, but very funny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll be right back. We'll take the first two calls for Low Budget Jeopardy at 877-365-3636.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
When I open the curtain, I see this gentleman sitting on a service cart, sitting down with his pants down to his ankles.
This is Sam Huff.
Relieving himself. And I said, sir, this is not a bathroom.
This is Sam Huff.
Sir, this is not a bathroom. Imagine a small room and a grown man defecating in that small room.
This is Sam Huff.
All over. Imagine that smell.
This is Sam Huff.
You can't hide it. It was very bad.
Very bad.
Very bad.
Love their penises. Don and Mike.
All right. We're back.
Hi, we're back on the air now, Russ.
How's it going to be back, Don? I want to thank you, if I could, for having me by, and it's great to be here, and I understand your politics are a little shaky, but I'm still honored, and it's a privilege to come down to one of the lesser networks.
Well, frankly, Westwood One?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen the reports.
Well, we're in agreement there.
There we go. Fantastic. Thank you.
Russ, let's play low-budget Jeff R.D.
I've been briefed, ladies and gentlemen, I've been briefed on exactly how the game is to be played. I will read these cards that they've given me right now. And, here we go. Let's get started. Let's get rolling, shall we? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Low Budget Jeopardy. I'm not telling you a fib there. And let's welcome our first contestant. This is our challenger, an accountant from Scarborough, Maine. Let's say hi to Patrick O'Reilly. All right, how do you say Patty's name, Patrick?
Hello. Good morning to you.
Hey, Pat.
And now entering the studio as a returning champion is a woman. She's doing very well for herself.
How do you feel about that, Russ?
The woman, I think it's a miracle. She's a paint store clerk from Reno, Nevada. Let's say hi to the lovely Adele and Kim Phelps.
Hey, Kim. Kim Ding, our returning low-budget Jeff Hardy champion. How has it changed your life?
Not at all.
Not at all. That's a good, honest answer, Kim. And let me tell you something. Honesty goes a long way in this society. And now, without further ado, let's please welcome the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. I urge Patrick and Kim not to skew with LQ. And please welcome Alex Trebek, Geronimo.
Thank you, Rush.
Thank you, Don.
And Rush, I can tell everybody after talking to you during the commercials, I know how important honesty is.
Yep.
To you.
Yep. Most important thing in the world. The honesty is what's gotten me where I am today. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't think I'm telling any fib here when I say that honesty is the best policy. And I sure hope that everybody lives their life like that.
Kids, don't forget that I live with my mom wearing a clip-on tie. Suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex, unless we're playing the game. And then it's LQ or Quizmaster. And always call him
Deep Fried Dittos.
Right. Jeff Christie.
Jeff Christie.
Rush Limbaugh.
Absolutely. Like the DJ work. Yes, it is.
And here are your categories. They are...
All right.
Name that Major League Baseball training camp state.
I could do that very easily. I like the Great American Pastime, which I still refer to baseball as. I realize a lot of people are pro-NFL and all that, but I love baseball. It's the Great American Pastime.
Name that St. Pat.
St. Pat. Hey, fantastic. That's a great idea, and that's tying it into the holiday, which I think is a wonderful theme. How's your kidney?
Plastic surgery.
Plastic surgery, have none, need none. Through diet and exercise, I have been able to transform my formerly bloated body into this svelte 280-pound man it is today.
New on home video, DVD.
Love video. Love video, and I love DirecTV also.
Let me guess, is your favorite channel 596?
Of course not. I think I know what that is. That's pornography, and I don't support that. I don't think it belongs on television. I think what I really enjoy watching are some of the news programs, CNBC, MSNBC, CBC.
Why don't you just between us?
Sure.
Can we go to closed circuit for a second?
Absolutely.
Let me take the mics out of program.
Right.
Hold on a second. So they can't hear us. Hey, can you hear us, callers? Hello?
All right, are we off?
They can't hear us.
What's your problem? What's going on now? What's going on, huh?
What channel? Do you watch pornos?
Oh, God, yeah. I watch Vivid TV. You watch that one?
596?
It's got a double feature. You can actually go 3 hours and get all of it. I watched Buttman in Barcelona the other night. It was fantastic. They had these young streetwalkers that they brought right up to the hotel room, and oh, my God, it was something special.
All right, let me go back to the caller.
Sure.
Okay, are you guys there?
Yeah. Hey, we're back. Okay, we're back with a whole bunch of Jeopardy, and it's a pleasure to be here playing the game.
All right, your categories are name that Major League Baseball team training camp state.
Very good. Good
name one. That St. Pat.
Rock and roll, Bob.
Plastic surgery.
Oh, boy.
New on home video DVD and states and capitals.
States and capitals. Highly educational.
Tim, you're a girl. We like girls better than boys. We'll start with ye.
May I have new on home video for one?
Yes. Stars Brendan Fraser.
I have no idea.
Patrick, it's your opportunity to steal. Here's a good chance right out of the box to get the game rolling.
What is Tapeheads?
Oh, I'm sorry, Patrick. A missed opportunity there. Yes,
Tapeheads. No, that thing with, what's her name? Bedazzled with Elizabeth Hurley.
Good news for you, Kim. I mean, you're in control, and you are the returning champion. Here's a chance for you to go again. Go again, Kim.
New video for two, please.
Stars John Travolta.
Oh, God. I know this, but...
Another swing and a miss for Tim, but now we're going to go back over to Patrick and see what Patrick can do. Patrick O'Reilly, what do you think?
What is Lucky Numbers?
Oh, you got that one right. Lucky Numbers.
$2 for you, Patrick. This is a golden opportunity for you to take charge. Now select again, please.
New on home video of three.
Stars Michael Douglas.
what is consistent money.
Your 15 minutes of fame is over, Pat. We're going to go over to Kim and see if she can get control of the board again.
No.
You say for Kim, what is it?
Thunder Boys.
Thank you, Lord Quizmaster. Back over to Pat. We're going to see what he's doing right now. Go ahead.
Let's try name that Major League Baseball training campsite. State.
Okay, state. Now, the state that the teams train in. Okay?
The state the teams train in. Very good.
New York Yankees.
What is Florida?
You are correct, absolutely. The Yankees, the Pinstripes in Florida. All right, Patrick. Select again.
How about name that Major League Baseball training camp state for gotcha. Two?
Chicago Cubs.
What is Arizona?
Right. $2 for you, Patrick. Fantastic answer. Not everybody knows that. And now somebody again, please.
How about that same one for three, please?
Los Angeles Dodgers.
What is Arizona?
I'm sorry, Patrick. You've missed that one. And let's go over to Kim and see if she's got an answer.
What is L.A.?
No, Kim, I'm sorry. That's where they play during the regular season.
They train in Florida.
Florida, yeah. A wild card there, you would think, because of the proximity that they'd actually be playing in Arizona or perhaps in some parts of Southern California.
Question, Rush.
Yes, sorry. And that means, Patrick, you are in control as we roll along here on Low Budget Jeopardy on the DIM Broadcasting Network.
What's that?
Donnie Mai.
How about take my namesake category. Name that St. Pat for one.
All right, name that St. Pat. Host of Wheel of Fortune.
Who is Pat Sajak?
$1 for you. I'd like to point out right now that's $6 total for Patrick Kim just watching, but you should have a previous total.
Name that St. Pat for two, please.
Coach of the Miami Heat.
Who is Pat Riley?
$2 for you, Patrick. Very good. That's an $8 total for you. Kim just watching. Go again, Patrick, please.
Okay, Kim, we're going to go for the sweep there. Three for St. Pat.
Co-star of Everybody Loves Raymond, this CU in Toledo was the worst guest we've ever had on our show. She tried to get us fired.
Who is
an opportunity has arisen for Kim Phelps of Reno, Nevada. Kim, what do you have for us?
Who is Patricia Healy?
I wish I could give it to you.
Swing and a miss, unfortunately, Kim Phelps.
Patricia Heaton.
That's right.
Heaton.
As we play electronic song, the ball bounces back into the O'Reilly corner. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'll try states and capitals for one, please.
All right, it's the capital of the great state of Montana.
What is Helena?
$1 for you. Good answer and a good geographical location, Patrick. Select again, please. No.
States and caps for two. No.
South Dakota.
What is Pierre?
Yes, although you pronounce it. Pier.
Yes, it's not pier? The fruits, it's the pier.
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 Very good. Is it pier or pier?
It is pier.
Absolutely, I'm with you. All right, Patrick, select again, please.
States and capitals for three, please.
North Dakota.
What is Bismarck?
$3. I'll tell you something we've got. We may have a new champion in our hands right now. Patrick O'Reilly is blazing a trail. Select again, please, Patrick.
I'll try, plastic surgery for one, please.
All right, the last category on the board now.
Last category on the board.
In the year 2000, this was the most popular plastic surgery procedure for women in America.
What is liposuction?
$1 for you. I'll tell you something right now from Scarborough, Maine. You have done your homework, Patrick O'Reilly, and I want to say salute to you.
Salute to you, too.
Thank you very much. Now it's time for you to select again as we move through the last category.
Plastic surgery for two, please.
In the year 2000, this was the most popular plastic surgery procedure for men in America.
What is penile implants?
I've had mine about 7 years. It is still working beautifully. Kim, your chance to steal.
What is liposuction?
No nose reshaping.
I'm afraid only one more opportunity for you, Kim Phelps. You're going to have to go back to normal person land. All right, Patrick. Patrick, your chance to regain control. Go ahead.
The last one on the board, plastic surgery for three.
All right. In the year 2000, this was the second most popular procedure, plastic surgery, for both men and women in the United States.
What is a facelift?
No, Kim, here is the opportunity. It's the last one for you. I sure hope you can grab it and run with it.
What is an eye job?
You know what? We're going to give it to her because it's
eyelid surgery.
That's an eye job. Congratulations, Kim. With the skin of your Reno, Nevada bid, you have gone to the next round. Congratulations. That is the first round ending in Low Budget Jeopardy.
Okay, Patrick and Kim, hold on a second. Okay? Kids?
Yes, we're here.
All right, hold on.
All right, everybody gets a little spent after the first round. Low Budget Jeopardy.
Now, Rush, what I've done is taken them and put them... on hold.
Okay, well, how much time do we have left? I've got, we're just a few minutes away from Misa Horny time. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
I got to get a rub down.
I noticed, though.
I got to get a rub down on a hand thing.
You'll make it. Just between...
I do like porno with midgets.
Just between you and I.
Yep.
I noticed you were really rooting against the woman in the game.
Well, you know, it's not her arena. I don't think that, she can come walking in here waltzing and, trying to be in a male-dominated society. I think that the good woman would be preparing dinner just about now.
Gotcha.
Probably in Reno, Nevada, it'd be a late lunch or something if her husband comes home for lunch. But thinking about her, getting the kids all scrubbed and cleaned and maybe doing a few loads of laundry before he's going to come home for his Friday night and mixing him a nice cocktail.
Gotcha.
Mixing him a nice cocktail. I mean, a woman's place is in the home. I do believe that. I really do. And most communist homes have women in the home.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Waited, the Don and Mike Show.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
World champion Lucy Juicer, Don and Mike.
Oh, wow. We're having some fun now, aren't we?
We're back with big old hemorrhoid-ridden Rush Limbaugh.
Nice to be here. Always good to be here and get a little break from EIB.
And we have a final low-budget Jeopardy now with Patrick and Kim. Are you ready, kids?
Yes.
Ready to go.
Always very exciting when we play final low-budget Jeopardy.
And here is your final low-budget Jeopardy category. It is...
Excellent.
Monkey News Network.
Monkey News.
Wednesday night in D.C., three of the four original monkeys reunited for a concert. Your final low-budget Jeopardy answer is the one who didn't show. Okay? Pretty famous. He's the smart one. He didn't want anything to do with the monkeys.
There you go.
The one member of the monkeys who didn't show for the reunion concert... Need his name in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants, ladies and gentlemen, on Low Budget Jeopardy receive the Rush Limbaugh Cookbook, chock full of Mama Limbaugh's delicious kitchen creations. Ladies and gentlemen, this book has page after page of tasty items like jelly donuts and butter sauce, beef tips in bacon grease, Butterfinger scrambled egg tart, and twice-fried crispy ice cream boats with hazelnuts and cream cheese, topped with a caramel and cheddar ragu, wrapped with pound cake and served with peanuts. Now back to final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek. We're on the mall.
Sounds delicious.
It is. Eat it for breakfast.
Okay.
There you go.
We're going to go to Kim first.
Yes, she's low woman on the totem pole, but she is the returning champion.
Kim!
The word.
Kim, the monkey who doesn't tour with the monkeys.
Whom is Mike Nesbitt?
Mike who?
Nesbitt.
Ah, Kim had a little trouble with those names. Sorry about that.
I can't give it to you. Although it doesn't matter if Patrick has it right. Patrick.
Yes, sir. Yes, I'll do. Who is Mike Naismith?
You know, if I'm going to be tough on her...
You have Naismith?
I'm sorry. You both had it wrong. You have to pronounce the names correctly.
Michael Nesmith.
Nesmith. There you go. It's an S and a myth.
I was closer.
Yeah, I know you were, but unfortunately, close is not going to count this time, Patrick.
Right? Close counts and horseshoes, hand grenades.
Hand grenades, and I love hand grenades.
I know you do.
Blow them up first. Ask questions later.
Well, listen, you were both close, but I'm sorry, that was not exactly right. So it's the type of game that Alan Linewand loves, because you give it away no money. Listen, Kim, you do get to keep the money you won before. Here now is Rush Limbaugh to tell you guys about your prizes. Rush!
Yeah, Kim, your previous total was $27. You get to keep that. I think that's a fantastic thing they're doing here on the Don and Mike program. But let me tell you also that you've got some parting gifts for you, Patrick O'Reilly, and you, Kim Feldman. Patrick, of course, from Scarborough, Maine, and Kim from Reno, Nevada. Here's some more. Both of you have won a Book of Shadows Blair Witch 2 DVD CD featuring the new DVD plus CD technology that has made the DVD playable feature film on one side of the disc and the CD DVD. What the? There we go. But wait.
That means you got the movie on one side and the
May
CD
I try
on.
Again? May I try as only I can try? I'd like to. May I try
sure,
again?
Sure, go ahead.
All right,
yeah.
First of all, kids, you won a Book of Shadows Blair Witch 2 DVD CD featuring the new DVD plus CD technology that has the DVD playable feature film on one side of the disc and a CD playable soundtrack on the other. Book of Shadows Blair Witch 2 in stores now. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for giving me a second chance on that one. But wait.
There's more.
You've also won a box of Lucky Charms cereal. I love this. I love it with butter. Happy St. Patrick's Day from General Mills, one of the great companies of the United States. Thank you, Patrick and Kim. Thanks for playing the game with Don and Mike.
Thank you, kids. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. And, well, what can I say, Raj?
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here. And maybe sometime you could come up and join me on EIB. I really would love to have a bisexual experience.
Oh, yeah. You have to go. Always remember. And never forget, Love Mr. Jeopardy is a production of
Poron Incorporated and is distributed by King World. Good one, Rob.
A bisexual experience.
Rob puts them up sometimes and I just read them.
You know, hold on, Buzz. Before we get to the news and the comments.
Sure. I like it. It worked.
We have one last girl coming in to be measured.
Oh, good. Fantastic.
Now, keep in mind, we've had so many girls signing up for our experiment on Monday.
The grand experiment.
That we're only going to be able to take the 6 smallest-breasted women.
Right.
To take the all-herbal pill for 3 months.
Another good-looking woman.
Another cutie.
Every one. You know, I think we can conclude that women with small breasts are very attractive.
You know, the next time we play strip trivia, we should just ask for flat girls.
Yes, women with small breasts.
And we get all cute girls. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Kathy.
Kathy, where are you from?
Centerville.
What size bra do you wear, Kathy?
34B.
34B. You know, she's probably another one of the big ones, relatively speaking.
So you've heard us talking about this, and you're intrigued by the product?
Right. I don't want to ever get implants.
Yeah, well, that's smart.
Okay.
Horrible.
And you got a boyfriend or a husband that asked you to do this?
No, this is just me. Oh.
Just you, just a single successful girl.
Well, it's measuring time.
Yeah, we need you to take that jacket off, please.
Yes. And, you know, it's funny because the last 3 women that have done this all had the same reaction, where they kind of don't realize what they're doing until they get in here and, please, there's no need to worry.
A little shy.
I didn't realize it would be this small.
Yeah, it's an intimate setting, isn't it?
Well, what, would you feel better if we were in a bigger studio?
I thought you guys were behind glasses.
Like we would be looking at you behind glass or something like
that? Well, no, Buzz is looking at you from behind glass.
There you go.
Something like that.
Would you like to go into Buzz's studio and do it?
That's okay.
Okay, very good. All right. No problem.
Take your jacket off. She's cute. She looks like another one of those girls who could be on Dawson's Creek.
Absolutely.
Long, brown, curly hair.
Yeah, and because we are having the larger-breasted women, you know, it might be tough, but we'll see. She could be an alternate.
Would you take your shirt off, please?
Here we go. Now she's doing the bra trick. Are you doing the bra trick?
I'm trying to take it off as slowly as possible.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
Take your time. We actually don't mind that.
Okay.
Not a bit.
And now lift up.
Keep it like over?
No, you can't keep it over.
Here we go.
We got to see what's doing. That's right.
A very nice brassiere.
Just take that shirt off.
And you said that is a 34B?
Yes.
All right, so you're looking to get bigger.
Yes.
Yeah, like they all are.
She looks plenty good to me.
Yes.
You might want to take the bra off, though.
Yes, you will need to see the breasts.
And like a rule.
Like all of your predecessors.
And also that helps with the measuring.
Absolutely.
Now, come on, hold on.
She's hiding.
Hold on.
Oh, she has a tattoo.
Hold on.
Oh, lovely tattoo.
Come on now, arms at your side.
There you go. Now, don't be afraid.
Come on.
All right, Lisa is doing the measuring right now.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't think this girl needs to be in this contest.
No, I don't see it. I haven't really seen, you see, that.
I'm only getting the side view.
Hey, could you just, one little look, so we have to judge, you see, that's our job.
Come on.
Oh, now you're making us feel dirty. Those are lovely breasts.
End of the point.
Okay. I
hate to feel dirty, Rob. All right, Lisa's doing the measurement.
Around the nipple now.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the measurements there, Lisa?
27 and a half across. She's, I think, the skinniest one that we had, and then 32.
Wow.
You know what? She might get in with those measurements.
Yeah, but you know what? This is a woman who I don't think needs any enhancement.
Oh, I do.
Actually, it was 30.
Why do you need bigger breasts?
I just want to get a size bigger.
You want to get a size bigger? Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Well, listen, come down Monday. What we're going to do is have all of the girls, Lisa will give you a time. All the girls will be photographed. All the girls will be measured.
Right.
And the top six most worthy.
Right.
The six smallest.
The six who need it the most. So you might have a problem.
Okay.
You know, we'll see what happens.
But if you don't, we'll buy you a padded bra or something.
Okay? We'll buy you one of those water bras.
It was very nice to meet you.
It was nice meeting you.
Thank you for coming down.
How did you find the experience?
Embarrassing,
but afterwards, really not that big a deal, right?
Not that bad.
Yeah, okay, we're experienced professionals.
Okay.
Just remember that.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Yes. She made me feel dirty. We all do.
She sure did.
She sure did.
Buzz, yes. We're ready for some news and some comments now.
All right. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
bare-boned,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Who's that man?
He made it up.
Made it up. Buzz, is the lead story going to be that on Monday there's going to be like 10 girls in here and we're going to have to send four of them away?
Yeah, that's Monday's lead story.
Oh, well, what's the lead story tonight, Buzz?
Tonight, a verdict in the Puff Daddy trial.
Whoa!
Oh, really?
That's a good tease. Really? Okay. Who wants to bet? Because I've not heard anything. Have you heard anything?
I have not heard a thing. I will say guilty.
Gets off.
Okay.
What do you got? 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm running out of money on today's show.
I'll bet you $100.
I only got 5.
I win. It's just like poker. Just give me the $5 I know.
You want to go 5?
No, let's do $1.
$1?
Yeah.
And let's do 2.
Okay.
Let's do 2.
Let's do.
Okay, good.
And it's guilty if he's guilty of anything.
Is he either guilty or not guilty?
Well, that's usually how a verdict works. There we go. All right. I only have $1 or I have $20.
Okay.
So we'll do $1.
Okay, just $1.
All right.
You're on.
Very good.
All right, well, good. Now we've got some money riding on the news.
Mm-hmm.
What won't we bet on?
Finally.
And we'll get it from Buzz when we come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Providing the soundtrack to your thunderous orgasm, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Buzz, we have money down on the table about Puffy. We're ready.
And, you know, I should get some kind of a prize for acting, maybe, because going into the commercial, you asked me what the lead story was, and I told you the truth, that there is a verdict in the Puff Daddy trial. I just didn't know what it was at the time.
You didn't know? What did it just happen?
It hadn't been announced yet. Fortunately, during the commercial break, it was announced.
Wow, so you were, like, going out on a limb there.
Yes,
we need a Tiffany then here.
Well, let me set it up first, and then we'll bring in the timpani. Can we do that?
Sure.
There is a verdict this evening in the guns and bribery trial of rap mogul Sean Puffy Combs. Combs was accused of illegal possession of a weapon the night of a shooting at Club New York. He was also accused of trying to bribe witnesses into saying he had no gun. And now, the result of that trial. Sean Puffy Combs, Puff Daddy. Not guilty on all 5 counts against him.
There you go. I should have bet you $1 million instead of $1. I didn't watch the trial. You watched the trial, so you actually...
No, I didn't watch it. It wasn't on court TV.
Oh, really? But you were paying attention.
Yeah, I pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Reading the press account.
Yeah.
His bodyguard also found not guilty on all counts against him.
Thank you. I'll take my dollar. Thank you, buddy.
I hate to lose. You know when you're sick.
Thank you.
Also on trial, Shine Barrow, a best-selling rapper who faced 3 counts of attempted murder. He was found guilty on all counts. Members of the jury gave visual clues toward the end of the trial that they would vote to acquit Puff Daddy. One of the clues was jurors rolling their eyes as the prosecution gave their final statement.
Right. Puffy, my man, Puff.
There's the verdict.
The Puffster. So you think J-Lo will get back together with him now that his troubles are behind him?
No
way. She moved on to some new piece of ass.
She's on with her life.
There you go.
Johnny,
free Puffy Combs.
Johnny Cochran has done it again.
Mr. Johnny.
Mr. Johnny. Man, I tell you, if you get in trouble, get Mr. Johnny.
Amen.
And good news from Wall Street today is the week is over. The Dow fell 208 points today. In terms of points, it was the Dow's worst week ever, down 820. The Dow's down more than 9% from its peak in January 2000. Most of the loss came this week.
Why are you so happy? Did you dump all your stock?
You know, I'm not. I was smiling like I'm some genius. I mean, I got out after losing my ass. I just didn't lose more of my ass, and I feel good about that. What did the NASDAQ do today?
It fell 50 points today. It, the NASDAQ, down 25% from its peak 1 year ago. Today we learned that wholesale prices are up, factory production is down, tech companies are once again warning of lower than expected profits.
Yeah, you know, I'm staying with it.
Man.
Yeah, I was ready to flip out earlier this week, and I talked with Frieden, and I talked with our dude at Lake Mason, and, you know, he didn't give us any hard sell like this thing, you know, hey, your future depends on it. You just make your decision. No. You want in, you want out, your decision. So we'll stay in it.
Well, you know, and I even me, I mean, I'm on the side. I am not out. I'm ready as soon as, you know, things turn. I still believe that in the long run, it is a good place to be. It really is. And I think most people that have ever been in the market, they agree. It's just, you know, everybody's got a different threshold and everybody's got a different point where they really can't be in it, and you know, I reach mine, and you know, but I'm ready as soon as things you know, start looking up again to slowly but surely get back involved in it, and I think a lot of people feel that way. And I think really you're going to see it's not going to be one of these deals where it's going to go up overnight. If you're going to see it slowly but surely, when it hits bottom, you know, the question is where's bottom going to be?
Well, I think it's already hit bottom. I mean, that everything has. I pray it's hit bottom because I can pull all my money out.
We all do. Florida's lovely Biscayne Bay.
Oh, this is the sound of the market.
The market falling,
yeah. That's right. We've got
amazing.
A lot of big tumbles today, Buzz.
Oh, and speaking of falling, the Mir space station has been moved to Thursday. Not Tuesday of next week, but now they're looking at Thursday.
Whoa!
And it'll sound something like that.
No!
Florida. Florida's lovely Biscayne Bay isn't very lovely right now. It also smells bad.
Oh, great.
Up to 12 million gallons of raw sewage spilled into the bay after it ruptured a pipeline yesterday.
Why, is that where you're going for vacation?
Yes, of course.
Naturally. The beaches are closed there. Now, the beaches are still open in Miami Beach, but the swimmers there can smell the mess from Biscayne Bay.
Beachy.
And if you think you hate your job, divers are now in Biscayne Bay. Divers in Biscayne Bay with the 12 million gallons of raw sewage.
12 million gallons.
Looking for the break in the pipeline.
They haven't found it yet.
No, not yet.
Beachy.
The water's a little murky right now.
Well, they heard that the Omeros are coming down there about a week and a half of vacation.
Yes, sir. And we'll be dining on the fresh fish. It never fails.
Mm.
It's like the Macy's Parade without Santa. It's like Mardi Gras without breasts. New York police have put a ban on beer and booze at this year's St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Good luck. Listen, yeah, right.
Good luck.
Right. Come on. I'm going to watch it tomorrow on Channel 4. And I guarantee that there's going to be nothing but drunk New Yorkers up and down the street. God love them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you really want to, you know, tie one on, that's where you go. You go in the middle of Manhattan.
How do you ban booze from New York's St. Patrick's Day Parade?
They're going to try. I mean, people will still show up sauced because they did so in advance or because they avoided one of the intersections I'm about to list.
306-inch stream of green puke.
Oh,
I mean, the important information for Buzz. Where will the cops be in New York?
First of all, let me tell you that 300,000 people are expected to line Fifth Avenue tomorrow for the biggest ethnic celebration in the Big Apple. Police say they will confiscate alcoholic beverages this year and in some cases issue summonses, especially near the Port Authority Bus Terminal, the Staten Island Ferry, Central Park, Penn Station, Grand Central, and the intersections around 6th and Madison Avenue.
See, I told you it would work.
Right.
So just go everywhere except there.
Lock or two away.
Yeah.
You should be fine.
Go block there and get drunk on your ass.
Well, better to get there early and, you know, pick a spot near a bar.
Right. Have a good time.
Former New York Knicks star Patrick Ewing may be called to the witness stand for some embarrassing testimony. Prosecutors are focused on a strip club allegedly run by an associate of the Gambino crime family.
Come on, Patrick.
But that's not the embarrassing part.
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
Stephen Kaplan, who owns the Gold Club in Atlanta, is on trial with reputed mobster Mikey Scars.
Incredible!
April 30th.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
Prosecutors want Ewing to testify about the sexual activity that supposedly went on in that club.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Furio Junta from The Sopranos. I never listen to you. Goodbye.
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 Specifically, they want Ewing to talk about the allegation that he allowed a dancer to perform a sex act on him in that club.
Well,
a club employee has already said on tape that she saw it happen And when she was asked if other basketball players were present, she answered, the whole goddamn NBA.
The whole what NBA?
The whole goddamn NBA.
Buzz, you watch that.
I'm quoting a lady here.
Watch that. Lady.
Incredible.
Incredible. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
Proudly inviting all of America to eat their bung.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
To get a spoon. Yep. To get every last drop.
Yum, yum.
Now here's Buzz again. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. This also just in the news time. Dale Earnhardt's widow and a Florida newspaper have reached agreement over those autopsy photos. Under the agreement, an independent medical expert will view the photos before they are permanently sealed. Court-appointed mediator will choose the expert. The Orlando Sentinel will be allowed to ask the expert three specific questions concerning Earnhardt's injuries and the cause of his death. Her lawyer says Teresa Earnhardt is pleased with the deal. She didn't want the photos released.
Yeah, who can blame her?
The president of a website who is suing to get the photos is not part of this agreement.
That'd be crushskull.com.
Website, well, I won't even give the name of the address. They've promised at any rate to continue to fight for the photos, which are public record under Florida law.
You know, really,
hitthewall.com.
Honest to God, isn't there a certain time, though, when you just back off of that? I mean, but I guess not on not in the internet.
Unless you're a website, and then you just
keep plugging,
right.
Absolutely.
You know what? I'm sad to say, I'd look.
I'd look too, but
if they had them,
do you agree with me that, you know, really, I mean, just to be in this climate because it became this already, and the wife is into it. I'd look too, but I mean, you know,
I'd look. I mean, besides, even if they don't somehow, if they come out with some rule that says they can't get there,
right?
They're going to get there anyway.
Of course they are.
Somehow they're going to end up on the internet.
Yeah, and it's some guy right in the medical examiner's office, right?
Usually the National Enquirer counts on that kind of thing.
Right, so, you know, we're going to see it either way.
Oh, yeah. Well, the same state that last year okayed civil unions for same-sex couples is now ready to ban gay marriages. It was the gay issue that got a number of Democrats thrown out of office in Vermont last year. And now there's a Republican majority in the state's House of Representatives. The tide has turned. The Senate still has to approve the gay marriage ban, however, and it's still mostly Democratic in the Senate. Vermont became the first state to recognize civil unions 1 year ago this month. It gave gay couples all the rights, benefits, and responsibilities of marriage without giving them the legal status of married.
That's right. We have been actually in negotiations with the manager from L&D Genitals.
Yes.
To have her marry Ann Hache on the steps of the county courthouse up there in Vermont. And then
it fell apart, Don.
Those two kids broke up.
They broke up.
Love. You can't count on love.
No, Melissa Etheridge and Julie Cypher, they broke up.
Right. And supposedly, Hache likes the meat.
That's what I'm understanding.
Yes.
From all the tabloid reports that she's been seen with a young squire.
Hache is a meat eater.
Again.
Apparently. And I know you're wondering, who is Ann Hache dating?
Yes, who?
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
I wonder.
That's right. Darlene's not happy about it.
Of course not.
Yeah, but she's understanding.
She is.
Right.
The handyman did it. A handyman in California has been convicted of strangling an actress who played key roles in the Alfred Hitchcock classic Psycho. Kenneth Hunt could get the death penalty Monday when he faces sentencing for that murder and one other.
How's his brother Mike?
Mike Hunt?
Yeah.
The actress was Myra Davis, who was Janet Leigh's body double and the voice of Norman Bates' mother in that movie.
Well, you couldn't even hurt a fly.
If your doctor ever decides to throw in the towel, you might want to check to make sure he didn't leave it wrapped around your intestines. In Houston, a man with colon cancer is getting $400,000 out of a lawsuit against the doctor who sewed him up without removing the surgical towel.
Get to know Charlie.
Sorry about that.
Bill Miller Jr. complained of pain after the operation. Doctors waited 6 weeks, though, to make sure it was safe to go back in for exploratory surgery.
It's a Snoopy towel.
Get to know Charlie.
Dr. Charlie, what happened here?
We left the towel in there. Me and Joe, we were operating the guy's stomach, and Joe wanted to get a beach towel in there. We threw it in there just for fun.
Oops, Charlie, that was my fault, as usual.
And in Saranac Lake, New York, a doctor has stopped doing surgeries after another screw-up. He operated on the wrong knee this time. 6 years ago, he operated on the wrong hip. That's when the hospital started writing yes on the body parts that are to be operated on. They say there was a yes on the patient's knee this time, but the doctor operated on the other knee anyway. So now the hospital says it will put red hockey socks on the limbs that are to be avoided, along with the word no.
Well, that certainly take care of that problem.
Doctor you want to go to.
And, yeah. Thank you, Buzz, for the news and the comments and the call 100. Right now, my bladder is about to burst, so I'm going to leave now.
Oh. You have a good weekend, as good a weekend as you possibly can.
Yeah, let you know on Monday who wins the money.
Absolutely.
If it comes out this weekend.
Yeah. Are you going to get some medical attention over the weekend?
Yeah, as much as I can.
All right, good.
Let you know what happened.
Good for you.
Have a good one. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. See you on Monday. Now call 100. Phone number 877-365-3636. Call 100.
Number 1, Arbitron Lady. The Don and Mike Show.
Millions of high blood pressure sufferers in China are using Z-Strong. It's now available in the United States.
Our thoughts are your utmost concern. The Don and Mike Show.
Any news from Shiner, Buzz?
No news from Shiner, Mike.
All right, let's get out of here.
In sports, one of the tightest games of the day, Indiana State upset Oklahoma 70-68 in overtime in the first round of the South Regional in Memphis. And there were upsets today in the first round of the NCAA, including Gonzaga over Virginia, 86-85.
Gonzaga won?
Yes, they did.
Yay!
A Butler.
Gonzaga.
I know Charlie would be happy.
Uh-huh.
Butler stunned Wake Forest, holding the Deacon Demons to just 10 points in the first half. The Bulldogs prevailed 79-63.
Wake Forest was one of ours, I think.
Was I think it? So.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't have the thing in front of me.
Please don't get it out.
I won't.
Please.
Don't worry.
In other games in today's first round play of the NCAA, Temple defeated Texas 79-65, and Charlotte ousted Tennessee 70-63. Arizona, Florida, and Illinois were also winners in today's play.
All right.
And we did have Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Sammy Sosa has agreed to a contract extension with the Chicago Cubs over the next 4 years. He will get $72 million.
Oh, my God.
Sosa, I like that. Sosa batted .305 over the last 3 years, hitting 179 home runs.
Oh, my God.
And when he turns 60, the Sox will sign him.
That's right, absolutely. Only if he blows his shoulder out, Rob. He has a temper tantrum.
And finally, a town official in Maine is in trouble for what he wrote in the memo space on one of his personal checks.
Oh, dear. Well, they just put these checks together, and I don't care what people read them. There we go.
You've been through this, Mike.
Of course I have.
The town assessor in Old Orchard Beach was paying for boat registration, and in the memo space he wrote, for sexual favors.
Hey!
You know what I forgot to tell you?
What?
That those checks that Don gave me with the for hand relief
for cash
and oral sex or whatever he put on them.
Yeah.
I went to get my car serviced and I had left the checks in there and they called and said you had two checks here that we thought you might want. The place where I get my car serviced. And so they were all looking at the and then I got it and it was like the little paper clip and obviously like 100 people had read it.
Yeah, no chance that's photocopied and up in the break room.
No, I'm Johnny Perbertina.
Hey, look what the disc jockey did.
So in the memo space for his check for to pay his taxes.
His what?
His check to pay his taxes.
That's not easy to say.
No, really isn't.
His check to pay his taxes.
Nothing is at this hour.
Okay.
Sexual favors, you see, is the name of his boat.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Other town officials are not amused. Displaying a true bureaucratic sense of humor, they say the assessor has a responsibility to act appropriately.
No.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No.
Yes. John Geronimo, if you're listening, props to you for even coming in here today.
Amazing. Above and beyond.
I mean, man, oh, man. I mean, he was hurt, and that's why he headed out a little early, and I hope he passes that stone sometime over the weekend. And not going to do that, Lisa. Sorry. just as per. Okay, I do want to mention that on Monday's show, it's a Small Breast Monday.
Yeah.
All the ladies that are participating in our grand experiment are going to be here with their small breasts and begin taking the new bust product.
Mm-hmm.
We will have Angela, the good lady who invented it, here to talk about all the benefits and the questions
good.
And ramifications, whether you'll grow a third eye, all that good stuff. She'll be here on Monday. Also next week on the show, next Friday you can win $1,000. Book of Shadows, Blair Witch 2 DVD CD featuring the new DVD plus CD technology that has the DVD playable feature film on one side. Now the disc and a CD playable soundtrack on the other. Book of Shadows, Blair Witch 2 in stores now. They're making that possible for you to win $1,000. Don will have the details on how you can win that next Friday.
Yeah.
But we got to get out of here for now, so let's get right to the telephone. Rob, did you take it? All right. Hello.
Hello. I am caller 100.
You are indeed caller number 100. What is your name, sir?
Oh, my God.
My name is Andrew. My wife's in the car. She can't believe it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, listen to her. She sounds like she's practically having one.
Oh, pretty much so, yeah.
What is your wife's name?
Her name is Janice.
Well, you folks have won something fantastic. Tell your wife it's going to be a big weekend in your house since you're caller 100. You have won a box of Lucky Charms cereal.
Hey, honey, we won a box of Lucky Charms cereal.
There you go. Happy St. Patrick's Day from General Mills. But wait.
There's more?
I'm going to say it again. You won a Book of Shadows, Blair Witch 2. I'm going to say this as fast as I can.
Do you want me to time you?
Here we go. Ready?
Oh, yes.
You won a Book of Shadows, Blair Witch 2, DVD, CD. Wait. I'm going to start again.
Okay. Ready?
You have won a Book of Shadows, Blair Witch 2, DVD, CD, featuring the new DVD plus CD technology that has the DVD playable future film on one side of one disc.
Damn it!
You won that. All right?
6 seconds.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. I was brilliant. Thanks a lot, and have a wonderful weekend. And especially, happy St. Patrick's Day. Let's drive safely out there, okay? Get a designated driver if you're going to be drinking any of that green beer. Okay, my friend?
Okay.
Sir? Hello?
Hello?
I thought the phone might be breaking up.
No, Mike, I pulled over. Hold up. I think my wife just turned up the radio. She's got to turn it back down.
Okay, turn it back down. Congratulations, sir. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you very much, Mike. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Right back at you. Put him on hold, bro. That's it. We have to get out of here. Don, good luck passing the stone.
Yeah,
seriously, we're all pulling for you. Hope you do well with that. And thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you and good night, Rob.
Aaron, go bra, Mike.
And you know what, Rob? I'm looking for a bottle
of cap. Have you no cap?
And I believe, you know, someone has cleaned up a little early again this evening. Let's go. Shall we try it? Over the console into the round. Oh! He did it again. Now, unfortunately, I did not make it into his mouth. And have a great St. Patrick's Day weekend, everybody. We'll be back on Monday. And that's it. Gotta get out of here. So long. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. See you. Let us smile to your head.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.